protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This for the Lansing Lugnuts is game number 63 in the second half, game number 128 overall in their 28th season. Game three in a six-game series at West Michigan. Coming your way from LMCU Ballpark on the western side of the Midden. The Lugnuts have lost the first two games of this series. That means that Lansing has now dropped five consecutive games. Final three games to Fort Wayne at home, and then the first two here. 5-4 in 11 innings on Tuesday night, in which they took a 4-1 lead to the bottom of the ninth. And then yesterday was a 1-0 defeat in 1 hour and 51 minutes. Johnny Peck's RBI single in the bottom of the sixth inning supplied the game's only run. The Lugnuts offense, only three hits the whole night. And as a matter of fact, you've got to go all the way back to August the 24th to find the last time that the Lugnuts offense had double-digit hits. And before that, you've got to go all the way back to August the 16th to find the last time that the Lugnuts offense had more than 10 hits in a game. So trying to get the offense going. They'll take on the right-hander Joseph Montalvo today. On the other side for the Lugnuts, the right-hander Grant Judkins gets the start. Currently meeting at home plate, it's the Whitecaps manager Tony Cappuccelli and the Lugnuts hitting coach Kevin Kuzmanoff. They're exchanging lineup cards that look a little bit like this. For the Lugs, wearing their black jersey shirts, black caps, road gray pants. Ryan Lasko leads off in center field. Batting second, the DH, Johnny Butler. Heading third, Danny Batista Jr., the first baseman. Batting fourth, at third base, it's Luke Mann. Then hitting fifth, the shortstop, Josh Kuroda-Grauer. Batting sixth in right field, Jared Dickey. Heading seventh at second base, T.J. Schofield-Sam. Rounding off the order, batting eighth, or I should say, before we round off the order, batting eighth, it's the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Now we can round off the order with the number nine hitter, the left fielder, Saheed Valenzuela. That's Lasko, Butler, Batista Jr., Mann, Kuroda-Grauer, Dickey, Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez, and Valenzuela for the Lansing Lugnuts coming into play today at 26-36 in the second half and 58-69 for the year as a whole. Now on the other side, the West Michigan Whitecaps starting lineup. Max Clark in center field leads off. Batting second, the DH, Max Anderson. Catching, Tyrone Lorenzo bats third. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Johnny Peck. Batting fifth in right field, it's Roberto Campos. Then the third baseman, Isaac Pacheco, batting sixth. Luke Gold, the first baseman, bats seventh. Second baseman, Jimmy Jarvis, bats eighth. And then the left fielder, Seth Stevenson, rounds things off, batting ninth. That's Clark, Anderson, Lorenzo, Peck, Campos, Pacheco, Gold, Jarvis, and Stevenson. And they represent the West Michigan Whitecaps, the Tigers' High A affiliate, who come into play today at 34-27, 65-62 for the year as a whole. As mentioned, the Whitecaps starter is the right-hander, Joseph Montalvo. Montalvo enters play today with a 3.86 ERA. He has made appearances spanning 16 and one-third innings so far for West Michigan after the Tigers acquired him via trade with the Texas Rangers. And meanwhile, for the Lugnuts, Grant Judkins gets the ball. Judkins so far this year have had 79 and two-thirds innings and an ERA of 3.5. For Judd, he's coming off a year that was entirely lost due to injury after he signed as an undrafted free agent in 2020. In 2021, pitched for Stockton, 14 appearances, 11 starts. Then spent all of 2022 for Stockton. 15 appearances, 13 starts. And between those 2 years, Judkins totaled about 114 innings or so, 115 innings. And then he missed all of last year, and now this year he has spent the entire year healthy. And in talking with him, in talking with a number of these lug nuts, one of their big goals is just to get through a fully healthy season. So here is Grant Judkins at 79 and two-thirds innings. He has worked in a pitching tandem the whole way. We've seen him with Jake Garland. And he's gotten to the very end. This should be his final appearance of the year. So how does he look? Jake Garland, in his final appearance of the season yesterday, was great. 5 scoreless innings, and then he recorded 2 outs before allowing a run in the bottom of the 6th inning. Unfortunately for him, it was the game's only run. But Garland, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. So he finishes strong. The other thing to look forward to today for the Lugnuts is we expect to see a debut. We expect to see the right-hander Drew Conover, drafted out of Rutgers last year by the A's, which makes him one of 3 Scarlet Knights on this Nuts squad, joining Ryan Lasko, the center fielder, and Josh Carota-Grauer, the shortstop. So we've got 3 Scarlet Knights, although while we lost an A&M Aggie, still have Mike Adalis down in the pen. But the left-hander Will Johnston moved up to AA Midland, and that's whose spot Conover took. So Conover is expected to come in relief to make his Lugnuts Midwest League debut today. Should he do so, it would be the Lugnuts' 48th different player on the team this year. And not only that, he would be the 950th player in team history. The Whitecaps are wearing their Carolina blue uniforms here today, with the Carolina blue baseball caps and the navy brims, home white pants. They stand at attention, the Lugnuts outside the first baseside dugout, caps doffed, down to the field we go for the national anthem. Kamstock Park, Michigan, LMCU Ballpark, partly cloudy skies above. They made the mistake here of sharing the weather report from the local meteorologist. Rain is likely around 10 p.m., could be here sooner. There are mounting thunderstorms in our future. You know, that can all just hang tight. It doesn't have to pass over the ballpark here. We can play some baseball. Yesterday, we finished up in an hour 51 minutes. We're starting up today. Scheduled first pitch time is 6:35 p.m. It's 6:34 p.m. right now, so we'll probably start up, what do you think, 6:36 or so. But these two teams might be wise to hurry it up once again. Joseph Montalvo is going through his warm-up pitches. Here's the defense for the West Michigan right-hander. On the outfield, Stevenson in left, Clark in center, Campos in right. Around the infield, Golds at first, Jarvis at second. Peck at short, Pacheco the third baseman. And Liranzo is the catcher for Joseph Montalva. Coming in out of Bayamon, Puerto Rico, he's 22 years of age. He's a switch hitter, but not a switch pitcher. On the right-hander, who joined from the Rangers organization, makes his fifth West Michigan start. 12 strikeouts, 5 walks, and only one home run allowed. Just a .220 batting average against him and his 16 and one-third innings in the Midwest League. He'll take on Lasco, Butler, and Batista Jr. Justin Hopkins is our home plate umpire. At our bases, umpires Jabril Jeter Abdullah. And by the way, here in West Michigan, this is his third start. For the righty Montalvo, who looked good when the Lugnuts saw him earlier this year. If you're wondering about the lefty-righty splits, it is pronounced. Over the course of this season, right-handers are batting just .161 against him, while left-handers have been teeing off to the tune of a .294 average. Well, let's see how that helps. But first, we begin with the right-hander, Ryan Lasco. Righty to righty at 6:35. Underway right on time, called strike one by Justin Hopkins. Hey, all right now. Should have never doubted them, right? Pitch on its way. Off the outside corner. One ball, one strike on Lasco. Lugnuts could use Lasco. Yesterday was 0-for-4 out of the leadoff spot. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Ball two. In two games of this series, he's 1-for-8. Because in the opener, he had a single, and he also drew a walk. Montalvo delivers. Fly ball, center field. Max Clark goes back, now to his left, and in to make the catch, reaching above his head. One down. Here's the first left-handed batter now that Montalvo will face. The first of 5 in the order for strict left-handers and one switch hitting Saheed Valenzuela. It's Johnny Butler, the DH. No score, one out. On the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball by him at 92. Shortstop Peck is playing up the middle. The third baseman Pacheco is in, way off the line. The deal. Up and away. One ball, one strike. Funny to see where Isaac Pacheco is. He's about a third of the way to second. He's inside the baseline, though. The pitch to Butler. Line drive up to the middle, and nice nab by Peck, the shortstop, to his left. They rule that he trapped it, so he converts the throw over first base, just to be certain. And Gold receives out number two. That is why the shortstop was playing up the middle of the field against Butler. Two up, two down. And Danny Batista Jr., 2-for-8 so far in the series, with a 2-run double in the opener. Black Sox pulled up high, righty to righty. Popped him up, jam shot. Left side foul ground, catcher Liranzo called off, and it's the third baseman Pacheco who makes the catch coming in. Side retired. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts nothing. West Michigan coming up against Grant Judkins.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa is in Mount Pleasant tonight. It's the Coach's Show. At Central Michigan looks to head down to Florida International. It's the Chippewas against FIU coming up over the weekend. So no Adam today, tomorrow, the day after. It's a Thursday night. He'll rejoin on Sunday. He'll be exhausted. And that will be the final game of this season. Max Clark, Max Anderson, Tyron Lorenzo are coming up. Bottom of the first, no score. All righty, Grant Judkins deals a little low. Ball one, according to Justin Hopkins. To Max Clark, right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Here it comes. Off the outside corner, ball two. Clark's hitting 266 through 31 games here in high A. So a hot start, and then things have settled. A pitch, lifted down the left side. A long run, Saheed Valenzuela. Not going to get there, but it falls foul. Two balls, one strike. Fastball from Judkins, 93 miles an hour. I've seen him this year get it up as hot as 95. Here's the pitch to Clark. And that's ruled high. Three balls, one strike. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez, puts down the signal. Pitch on its way. Fouled away. Over the rooftop on the left. Actually, off the facade, then bouncing down. Be careful. There was a woman looking up there, and suddenly that ball came glancing right at her. Now she's pointing to her friend. See, that's where it hit. That's how close you and I got to getting struck. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff. Breaking ball called strike three. He spun in the curve. So the Tigers' top prospect down watching stood there like the house by the side of the road. One away from Max Anderson. No score, right-hander to right-hander. Up and in, buzzed him with a fastball. Danny Bautista Jr. at first base off his line. At second base, Schofield Sam back. The deal. A line drive into left center field for a base hit. Masco quickly to his right, cuts it off from center, gets it in. And he holds Anderson to a one-out single. There's the game's first base runner. One on, one out in the home first. Here comes the switch-hitting Tyron Lorenzo. Now the shortstop, Josh Carota-Grauer, plays right up the middle. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, strike called on the fastball at 94. Lorenzo batting left against the righty. Third baseman Luke Mann is playing into the shortstop hole. Center fielder Lasko deep. Couple of steps to right center. Judkins nods. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He pulled off the fastball. Nothing and two. No score in the home first inning. Saheed Valenzuela in left is straight away. Likewise, the right fielder Jared Dickey. And they have already turned the lights on here at LMCU Ballpark because of the cloudiness. Wind blowing left to right. Runner at first, 0-2. Brought off the hands, left side, heading foul. And offered to the seats. And right through the hands of a fan. You know, the fan brought his glove to the ballpark, but the way that he reached out to grab it, it was as if he forgot. Nothing and two, still the count on Lorenzo. Lugnuts have quieted him in this series. The pitch, check swing foul, off into the screen. Lorenzo was unconscious a couple of weeks ago against the Lugnuts pitchers and was named the Midwest League Player of the Week. But he was 0-for-4 with a walk in the opener, 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Can Judkins keep him hitless? Here's the pitch. Line drive to the right. He can't. Base hit. Anderson takes second. Strong thrown by Dickey to shortstop. Back-to-back singles off of Judkins. That, unlike the Anderson, which came on a 1-0 pitch, that's a two-strike pitch from Judkins. Fastball up and in. That Lorenzo turned on to the tune of 109 miles an hour. No score. Last of the first. First and second for West Michigan with one out for the cleanup hitting Johnny Peck. Righty to righty. Low and away, ball one. Sweeper. Johnny Peck has been something here for the Whitecaps. Through 14 games, he's hitting .309. He has caught fire. Judkins delivers. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Charge. Peck has two hits in each of the two games of this series so far. First at bat today. Third pitch. Curveball. Strike two called. Curve is looking splendid. I was talking with one of the voices of the Whitecaps, Nate Wangler, earlier today. He asked for a scouting report, so I started talking about Judkins breaking stuff. And he said, oh, so a junk baller. Well, no. He does have the fastball. Misses down and away. Sweeper. Two balls and two strikes. But Grant Judkins will attack with the heater. And that fastball is not an 86, 87, 88 mile an hour fastball. Two balls, two strikes, two on, one out. Break even. Swing and a miss. He got him. Curveball in the dirt. Peck chases. Second strikeout victim for Judkins. 2 away for Roberto Campos. Clayton Bell is up here with all the different desserts and delicacies. No, sir. Thank you very much for offering, but I don't want to talk with my mouth full. Catering the broadcast booth. Lorenzo at first, Anderson at second. The pitch to Roberto Campos. Outside, fastball, ball one. No score. Judkins is looking to strand those two singles. Post a zero in the bottom half of the first. That would equal the zero posted in the top half by Montalvo. Ball and offering to Campos out of Cuba. Check swing, broke low, blocked by Rodriguez. And no appeal. Ah, there's the appeal. Denied by Jeter Abdullah. Two balls and no strikes. We have seen some big swings from Campos over the course of, well, a lot of games. He spent all of last year with West Michigan. He's spending all of this year with West Michigan. Righty to righty. Down and away, ball three. In this current series, a single and a walk in the opener. A single and a walk yesterday. Three balls and no strikes. Little hell's bells setting the tone. Isaac Pacheco's on deck. On 3-0, does he have the green light? He takes a called strike on the outside corner. I'm sure that I've seen Campos swing 3-0 before. Not here. 21 years old. Now residing in Santo Domingo. Two on, two out. The pitch. Strike two called. Cutter from Judkins. From 3-0, the count is run full. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Patterson runs well from second. Lorenzo much slower at first. Here's the payoff. Ground ball on the left side. Backhanded by third baseman Mann. Throws across in time. Inning over. Two singles, two left. No runs for either squad. Let's go to the second from LMCU Ballpark.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Posting baseball tweets up on the big video board, but they only had two of them. They just kept on cycling back and forth, and what I can tell you is that someone here at this ballpark, they think that this is amazing baseball weather, and they're not wrong. It's the second inning. Man, Carota, Grauer, and Dickey against the righty, Joseph Montalvo. No score. All righty, throws, and a called strike to the left-handed slugging Luke Mann. Cleanup hitter in the order, collect that in hand. Pitch on its way. Ace swings and hooks it out to right field down the line. It hangs up for Campos to make the catch. One up and one away. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Email the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. I'd like to thank the Lugnuts Booster Club supporting the Nuts here in West Michigan the last two nights. There's the pitch to Josh Carota Grauer. Strike call. One out, nobody on. No score in the top of the second. One last road trip before the season comes to an end. And 0-1. Off the outside corner. Carota Grauer tried his best yesterday. He came up there three times. Had a couple of singles. Lugnuts only collected three hits. The deal. Fouled back, way out in front. Strike two. Unfortunately for Josh, after his second single, he was caught stealing at second base, and that erased the Lugnuts' last scoring opportunity. The pitch. Fouled back into the netting. The Nuts lost 1-0. They stranded only two runners on base yesterday. They only had the three base runners. Montalvo's 1-2. Fouled straight back. He's giving Carota Grauer a steady diet of breaking stuff. In general for Montalvo, that's the slider to supplement the fastball and the change. One out, nobody on. Dickey on deck. Here's the 1-2. Fastball up and away just to show it to him. Carota Grauer did not chase. Two balls and two strikes on Josh, third router this year, the Big Ten Player of the Year out of Rutgers. Here's the pitch. All the way again. A good battle of an at-bat. This is the eighth pitch of the plate appearance, and it's on its way. And it's low. Three balls and two strikes and Carota Grauer. Relatively easy first inning for Montalvo. Not so easy here. Deals the payoff. Fouled away on a line off the right side. Then bouncing off the facade. Down into the bleacher seats. There's still one section of bleacher seats. The aluminum seating. Up the right side and up the left side. Everywhere else, permanent. 3-2. Just missed a little low. And Carota Grauer draws the walk on 10 pitches. It was earned. You know, for Carota Grauer, that is his second walk as a member of the Lugnuts. He has only struck out one time. He's at first, one out, no score. Jared Dickey bats left. Third baseman Pacheco off his line and in. The righty Montalvo deals. Slicer up the left side and false foul. See, Pacheco was the closest one to it, and he was just too far away to start up the play. No balls in the strike on Jared Dickey. Batting in the sixth hole. Go back a couple of days ago. Dickey batted second on Saturday. He batted third on Sunday. Yesterday he batted fifth. Today he's batting sixth. The pitch, up and in. One ball and one strike. Just trying to take the pressure off of him at the end of a long first full minor league season. Playing in his 31st game with the Lugnuts and his 112th game overall, more than any other player. Montalvo delivers. Ground ball right side, one hops to Jarvis. Spins, fires to second one, turn to first, not in time. Dickey beats it out. The force out of Kuroda, Grauer at second. Out number two. But Dickey keeps this second inning going, extending it for TJ Schofield-Sam. And a play like that, anything that can cause a little bit longer for the play to be executed, that helps out Dickey. And that's what happened. Jim Jarvis grabbed it, and he did a full pirouette to throw to second. Roddy deals. Down low, ball one to the left-handed slugging Schofield-Sam. Once again, we've got the hyphenated double play combo. Schofield-Sam at second. Kuroda Grauer, the shortstop. No score top of the second inning, two outs. Short lead for Dickey. A throw over, just to check on him, but no troubles getting safely back in. Lugnuts yet to collect their first hit. Whitecaps threaded two singles in the first. The pitch. Fouled back to our left. Off the sweet level, and it stays right there. And a youngster reaches down. Look at that baseball. About 10 seconds ago, that ball was being held by Joseph Montalvo. And they're passing the ball all around the sweet. TJ Schofield-Sam, upright stance. The pitch. Whacked foul off the left side, and this one goes over the rooftop and out into the sea of parking lot. Actually, I think where that ball was going is that's the player's private parking lot. One ball and two strikes. That is brand new this year that they have set off the player's lot. Here's the pitch. Schofield Sam chases a high fastball. He's gone on strikes. Side retired. A walk, a man left. No runs for the Nuts, one and a half complete. Oh, we've got no score from West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Last of the second inning from LMC Ballpark, Lugnuts and Whitecaps meeting up once again. You know, this is the 21st meeting of the year between these two teams. No score. Righty Grant Judkins to Isaac Pacheco batting left. Number six hitter in the Whitecaps order. High fly walloped out to right field. Dickey chases it back, but it's gone. The first pitch of the bottom of the second and Pacheco drives out his fifth homer of the year. 1-0 Whitecaps. And now here's Luke Gold. He takes a ball low. 10th home run of the year allowed by Judkins. And this crowd is alive. Righty throws to righty. Ground ball fouled up the left side. Ball and a strike on Gold. Number 7 hitter in the order. On the West Michigan starting first baseman. Jim Jarvis is on deck. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Ball 2. Well, the Whitecaps won yesterday 1-0. And they're up today 1-0. Here's the pitch from Judkins. Down low. The big thing there is it's a home run for West Michigan. There are not too many home runs that are hit here at LMCU Ballpark. The deal. Fly ball lifted deep and foul. that off the bat looked like trouble, but he hooked it. If there's going to be somebody who hits a home run here in the Whitecaps order, might as well be Luke Gold. 13 round trippers this year. Be careful, Grant Judkins. It's a full count pitch from Judd. Iowa Hawkeye dealing to the Boston College Eagle. And he popped it up, soaring like an eagle up into the clouds, coming down, foul ground, catch Rodriguez with the grab. The Vandy Commodore secures out number 1. I mentioned that this is the 21st meeting of the year between the Lugs and the Whitecaps. It is the 470th all-time meeting between these two rivals. Jim Jarvis bats left, 1-0 Caps, 1 out. The pitch, high, ball 1, a curveball. The Whitecaps lead the all-time series, 238-231. Here's the pitch, inside. This year, they're 12-8 against the Lugnuts. Judkins winds, throws the 2-0. A ground ball weakly struck on the right side. It's backhanded by Schofield Sam. Across his body in time to first. Two outs. First meetings between the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps this year, a 6-game series at the end of June. And the Lugnuts lost the opener, then won 2 in a row and looked great in doing so by a combined 11-1. But then they lost 3 in a row to conclude the series, including back-to-back 10-3 defeats. Judkins throws to Seth Stevenson. Strike call, inside corner. 1-0 West Michigan leading right now in the second on the leadoff homer by Pacheco. Judkins throws. Up high. Ball and a strike on the number 9 hitter. Righty-righty. Lugnuts and Whitecaps played a 6-game series here in late July and split the series. But the Lugnuts took 2 of the first 3 and 3 of the first 4. There's a called strike. Curveball inside corner. So once again, the Lugnuts playing well, and then things went sour over the weekend. Things changed in August, mid-August, time granted to Stevenson. The Lugnuts lost the first 2 games of the series, 9-3 and 11-2. And they rebounded to win 3 of the next 4, walking off the Whitecaps in the finale to split the series again. So this series, the Lugs have lost the first 2. 1-2, down and away, and gets away from Rodriguez to the backstop. Ball 2. This has the feel of, you would expect, based on how this season series has gone, that at some point, this Lugnuts team is going to get things turned around. Ground ball up the third base side. Fair ball. Long throw by Mann. In time to Danny Bautista Jr. to nab the speedy Stevenson and end the second inning. But the first pitch of the home second was swallowed up by Isaac Pacheco for a 1-0 Whitecaps lead. Let's go to the third inning from LMCU Ballpark.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Isaac Pacheco homer as the Whitecaps off to a 1-0 lead to the top of the third inning. The right-hander Joseph Montalvo for the Caps takes on C.J. Rodriguez, then Saheed Valenzuela in the leadoff hitting Ryan Lasco for the Lugnuts. Here's C.J., the Lansing catcher. The pitch, fouled away. Tried to ambush, headed back onto the rooftop. Strike one. The rooftop here at LMCU Ballpark is angled. It is not a facility that curves at any point. Straight lines. Righty fires to righty. Inside corner, strike called. 0-2 just that quick. From Montalvo through two hitless, scoreless innings. One walk, one strikeout. Couple of flyouts. Couple of outs on the ground, one foul out. Delivers the 0-2. Rodriguez hits it out to left center field, hit well, and it's off the glove of Seth Stevenson. It gets down to the warning track. Rodriguez reaches second and puts the brakes on there. Oh, CJ went up, got that pitch, and he pummeled it. And we'll check in with the official score, because Seth Stevenson got there out near the wall, and he could not secure the catch. It is called a double. There's your first Lugnuts hit, and it's CJ. Now Saheed Valenzuela, switch hitter, batting left. Top of the third inning. We'll do some trivia coming up here shortly. You know what? How about right now with the catcher Lorenzo heading out to the mound for a conversation? Today in Lugnuts history, it was September the 5th, 2010. Lugnuts took on the Lake County Captains. Lake County had a promotion that if one of the captains hit their lighthouse, which since has been replaced, if you hit the lighthouse with a home run, the fan, a lucky fan, and the player who hit that lighthouse with a home run would get to split a certain amount of money. Today in Lugnuts history, a Lake County captain hit a home run off the lighthouse for the first time ever. How much money did they get to split? Here's Saheed Valenzuela. He drags a bunt on the right side. It's a beauty. First baseman Gold picks it up and has no play. Bunt single for Saheed over to third base Rodriguez. Oh, yeah. Anyone who's anti-bunt is not somebody who's anti-bunting for a base hit. First and third, nobody out. And now Ryan Lasco. Righty-righty, down 1-0. Here's the pitch. Down and away, gets away. In from third base, Rodriguez dashes across to score. Catcher Lorenzo walks it back to the circle. Up to second base goes Valenzuela. And it's a tie game, 1-1. Wild pitch from Montalvo. Well, there's your immediate answer from the Nuts. Now can Lasco bring in Saheed? One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Two balls and no strikes. What do you think, Clayton? Is that a fair enough trivia question, or should I add any hints to it? Montalvo throws to Lasco. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him. And now meet Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. I think that's fair enough. I think that's Googleable. The pitch off the outside corner. 3 balls and a strike. We should still do that everywhere around the Midwest League. Where you hit a ball off of something, you should get something, and the fan should get something. The 3-1 pitch. Lasko rockets it out to left. Stevenson down the line. Dives and can't make the catch. The ball bounces away. Valenzuela scores. Lasko, great speed. Sprinting around to third. Greg Coughlin holds him there. And Ryan Lasko slammed his hands on his legs. He wanted to go for four. As it is, it's an RBI triple. And the Lugnuts take a 2-1 lead. Seth Stevenson, you lucky son of a gun. That was nearly an inside-the-park home run that he gave up by laying out for a deep drive to his right into the corner. And the pitching coach, Dan Riccobal, is out for a conversation. The Lugnuts were shut out yesterday on 3 hits. Well, how about 3 straight hits here in the third for a 2-1 lead? They have gone double, single, triple. And Johnny Butler, who homered earlier in the series, is about to come up. See, now imagine if that Ryan Lasko drive had hit off of something in the corner. I don't know. We're here in West Michigan. Maybe in article of furniture. Grand Rapids is the furniture capital of the world. Maybe a gigantic craft beer. They're known in Michigan for their craft beer. Now, because we're on the road, they would not let a Lansing Lugnut take anything away from it. But for home teams, there's something there. Infield drawn in. Johnny Butler waits from the left side. There's nobody out in the third. Righty fires. Swing and a miss, strike one. The most famous sign that I've ever heard of at a baseball stadium that you could hit and win something was the classic Brooklyn Dodgers Abe Stark sign. Hit sign, win suit. Righty to lefty. Up and in, no call to strike at the letters. Ah, Montalvo got the call from Justin Hopkins. No balls and 2 strikes on Butler. Grounded out to shortstop his first time. Really, though, he whistled the liner up the middle. And Johnny Peck was over there. 0-2 pitch. Down low, and this time knocked down well by Lorenzo. Remember, there was a run-scoring wild pitch earlier in this top of the third inning. Two to one, Lugnuts leading. Butler, the DH, batting second of the order. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. In the air, of the rooftop, out of play. Roxy, one of the 3 West Michigan Whitecaps mascots, walks down the concourse, handler in tow. No sign of the other 2 mascots that I can see. Pitch, ground ball foul right side. Oh, there's Frankie the Pig. Roxy is a river otter. Frankie the Pig and Rascal, the river otter, are all the way up the right side. West Michigan Whitecaps, so water themed. Nobody out, runner at third. The 1-2 pitch from Montalvo. Foul the way again. Center of the air foul. Beyond the light station on the left. Simple pitching strategy from Montalvo. Hard stuff up, soft stuff down. Butler is hanging tough. Outfield is very deep. The pitch to Johnny. Swing and a miss. Strike him out. Slider down and in. Second strikeout for Montalvo. What a way for Danny Bautista Jr. The wind is tugging upon the gigantic American flag. hanging out above the center field wall, left to right. Right-handed batter against the righty Montalvo. Looks at Lasker at third, 2-1 Lugnuts. The pitch, up and in, and hang on. Bat falls out of Danny's hands. And no signal from the home plate umpire Hopkins, so let's say that hit the bat for a foul ball. You know, in a sword fight, when one of the two swordsmen knocks the weapon out of the hands of their opponent, that's what just happened. Joseph Montalvo disarmed Danny Batista Jr. It's gotta hurt the hands. Batista Jr. fouled out to third his first time. Came in at third, one out, two runs in for a one-run lead. Righty to righty. Poked foul over the screen on the right. Bouncing among the seats. No balls and two strikes. Rodriguez doubled, Valenzuela bunt single, the wild pitch. Lasco triple, but then the strikeout. The deal, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. Chase the fastball up and out. Big-time pitching by Montalvo. Now the native of Puerto Rico takes on Luke Mann out of St. Louis. Lasco walks down the third baseline. Third baseman Pacheco stays in. The pitch. Whacked foul. Ways up the left side. There's a fan there waiting for it. Went down to one knee. Couldn't grab it clean. Still secure it on the ground. And then hands it to a little one. Really little one who's holding up that ball to show everybody. Ah, that's nice. The pitch on its way. Breaks down it in. I like that that ball was hit right at, I'm going to assume, the parents. But not at that tiny little youngster out there. That way he could make sure to steady it and then hand it. Here's the 1-1. Chopper foul up the right side. They have the green grass all to their lonesome. Now there are a couple of folks who are walking out on that lawn area. It's not a very large patch of lawn. A rectangular spot up the left side. Up beyond the West Michigan bullpen. 2-1, Lugnuts leading in the third. Runner at third, two outs. The pitch. Man takes a ball outside. Two balls and two strikes on Luke. Cleanup hitter in the order. They were barreling Montalvo earlier in this frame. A double by Rodriguez. Two batters later, the Lasco triple. 2-2 pitch. Line drive center field. That is not caught by Max Clark. He missed it, and it gets all the way beyond him. Going to the warning track. Lasco scores. Man's around second, hustling for third, and he holds up there. It's another RBI triple because of another missed diving catch by a Whitecaps outfielder. And the Lugnuts take a 3-1 lead. Now Josh Carota Grauer. Luke Mann does not have that much foot speed. And yet, this ballpark is so spacious. Max Clark coming in for that line drive. When he didn't get it, major trouble. Righty, righty. The pitch. Carota Grauer takes ball one outside. So how about this? And a Lugnuts team that leads the Midwest League in triples is now up to 40 for the year. The ball went offering righty to righty. Ball too high. Hey, remember when Joseph Montalvo is getting out in front of these batters? Strike one, strike two. Not right now. First time up for Carota Grauer, last inning. A 10-pitch walk. Round two. The deal. Ball three outside. An awful lot of pitches utilized by Montalvo here in this top of the third inning. And because of that, West Michigan has some action up in the pen. It's a 3-0. Takes all the way, called a strike. Three to one Lugnuts. The pitch. Outside ball four. Carota Grauer has walked twice. Here comes Jared Dickey. And that's going to do it for Montalvo. Tony Cappicelli is out of the Whitecaps dugout. And he has the hook for the right-hander. Two hitless, scoreless innings. And then the Lugnuts take him to the cleaners in the third. Three runs in so far, and there could be more coming. Well, well, well. I have him unofficially for 29 pitches in this top of the third inning. And hence the hook. Connor Holden is the new man in. Lugnut's offense has come to life here in the third inning. It all began with the double by C.J. Rodriguez, and then Sahid Valenzuela dropped down a bunt single. Ryan Lasko's triple to left was missed by a diving Seth Stevenson. Johnny Butler and Danny Bautista Jr. both struck out, and then Luke Mann's line drive in the center field, it was missed by diving Mac Clark, and that turned into a triple. Josh Carota Grauer walks. Joseph Montalvo takes a walk to the showers. Three runs in, a 3-1 lead. Carota Grauer at first, Mann at third, two outs. Jared Dickey hitting to a fielder's choice his first time. Waits as Holden goes through the warm-ups. Connor Holden has a 6.04 ERA through 18 appearances this year. 22 and one-third innings, 9 walks, 18 strikeouts. And the league batting .281 against the big right-hander. Holden listed at 6'5", 240 pounds. He was signed as a minor league free agent a couple of years ago. Originally out of Wichita State. Holden against Dickey. Does Carota Grauer think about running at first? Mann at third, 3-1 nuts, two outs. Righty to lefty. The initial offering. Fly ball, left field, should be easy for Stevenson. Comes in. Can of corn, out number three. But a three-run rally for the Lugnuts spells the end for the Whitecaps starter. Joseph Montalvo's night is done, and that's before we go to the bottom of the third inning. Lugnuts leading 3-1 in West Michigan.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
3-1 Lugnuts. Let's go to the bottom of the third inning. Grant Judkins deals. Max Clark bounces fair up the first baseline, eluding Batista Jr. down the right field stripe into the corner for Dickey. Clark heads to second, stops with a double. First pitch of the second inning was hit for a home run by Isaac Pacheco. So this is, I don't know, a little bit better. Not great. What is great, though, is that the Lugnuts are coming off a three-run top half of this inning. Now lead the Whitecaps 3-1. Max Anderson steps in, then Tyron Lorenzo. The 2-3 hitters in the order for the Whitecaps. Round two against the right-handed starter, Judkins. His pitch to Anderson. Swing and a miss, strike one. How about a first pitch changeup? Clark leads away from second. Judkins holds the ball behind his back. Now into the glove, set at the waist. Looks at Clark. Second look. Lets it fly. Fouled straight back, strike two. It appears to me like Max Anderson steps into the bucket. Still, he's had a pretty darn good year. Anderson drafted last year in the second round. Former Nebraska Cornhusker. Before that, the Nebraska Gatorade High School Player of the Year. The pitch, high, fastball. One ball and two strikes. So I hear there's a weather delay going on for the NFL's very first game of their season. Weather. They're going to pull tarp. 1-2, down low. You know, if they can't get it in tonight, they can just hold a doubleheader tomorrow with the game in Brazil. Two balls and two strikes. Look back to Clark. Nobody out. Break even to Anderson. Fouled up and away right side. Judkins went up in the zone. Anderson flipped the batter out and spoiled it. Max Anderson is not the biggest of guys. 6 feet tall. Knees bent, crowds the plate. We have seen his power this year. Judkins throws. Popped him up in the infield. Second baseman TJ Schofield. Sam below puts it away with a two-hand squeeze. And one gone. Big first out. Clark glued to second. We're in the bottom of the third inning. And the Lugnuts are leading 3-1. Tyron Lorenzo, the switch hitting catcher, bats left. 1-for-1 with a single. Takes ball one outside. You know, even though the Lugnut season is coming to an end, Sunday being the 2024 season finale, there's still a lot going on right now. Here's the pitch from Judkins. There's a called strike at the letters. I was talking with Amanda Rich earlier today in charge of marketing, fan engagement with the Lugnuts. And if you go on the Lugnuts website, I'll give you a couple of things. For one thing, we are auctioning off the Lansing Olive Burgers uniforms. A spin about and a look back to second. Clark back in without a throw from Judkins. That jersey auction for the Olive Burgers uniforms is up until September the 9th. So you've got a couple of days to place your bids. Those great green and brown jerseys. There comes the 1-1 pitch. Lorenzo pops it up. Left side foul ground. Here's Luke Manover. The third baseman makes the catch. There's two away. Hey, Grant Judkins. One batter away from stranding the first pitch double by Clark. It's the cleanup hitting Johnny Peck stepping in. Two outs, runner at second for the Whitecaps, down 3-1 in the bottom of the third inning. Peck struck at swinging his first time up. Fanned on a curveball in the dust from Judkins. Righty-righty. Peck holding his bat high above his helmet. Open stance, feet close together. Spin a bat, had a look back to second. All right, so the jersey auction is currently ongoing. Let's see. Starting bid for all of those uniforms, $85. His pitch, called the ball, missed outside. Ruben Escalera, Micah Dallas, Dylan Hall, Wander Guante, Kate Morris, Mitch Myers, Yason Sanchez, Diego Barrera, Grant Judkins. There's the pitch. That's down and in. Hey, Grant Judkins, the man on the mound. You can bid on his uniform. Heading on September the 9th. Here's something I love. The number 24 uniform. No name. You want the number 24 Olive Burgers uniform? You can have it. Here's the 2-0. Ground ball bounced on the left side. Grabbed by Kuroda Grauer. Throws to first. Out recorded. Side retired. Inning over. Hey, you want the number 2 uniform? The Josh Kuroda Grauer uniform? Bid on that. $85. Grant Judkins strands the leadoff double by Clark. We're through 3. The Lugnuts 3. The Whitecaps 1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
I'm still looking at all the different jerseys up for auction. Hey, how about the former major leaguer Kevin Kuzmanov? We go to the top of the fourth inning. Lugnuts 3, the Whitecaps 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. TJ Schofield Sam leads off against the righty reliever Connor Holden. Schofield Sam batting left, number 7 hitter in the order. The pitch, outside with the off speed. Schofield Sam was the only Lugnut who did not bat in the 3-run third that ended things early for Joseph Montalvo. A couple of triples, a double. The pitch, off and away, ball 2. In the end, 4 hits, 3 runs. There was a walk, there was a wild pitch. Now, how did the Lugnuts fare here on the fourth against Holden? Who deals? Swing and a miss. Went reaching for it away, came up empty. Fastball from Holden is just a little shy of 90 miles an hour. Holden has had his trouble this year with West Michigan. Deals the 2-1. A ground ball weakly struck to second. Picked up by Jarvis, throws to first. And one second baseman retires the other. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. Here's an interesting stat for you about CJ, and that is the Lugnuts generally win when he's the catcher. Righty to righty. Ball went low. He's 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored, igniting the 3-run third inning. Lugs lead 3-1 right now in the fourth. Number 8 hitter in the order, Valenzuela on deck. One out with the bases clear. The righty in the baby blue deals. Check swing, up and in. On appeal, did not go. So right now, here are your records for the Lugnuts starting catchers. Cole Kahn, when he starts, the Lugnuts record is 18-30. But C.J. Rodriguez's record is 34-32. The pitch. There's a called strike. 2-1. Fastball at the knees. There's just something about it. We could go through recent games as well, recent series. CJ's behind the plate, things go well. 2-1 pitch to number 21. outside. When Cole Kahn's behind the plate, you know what happens? The opposing runners get thrown out. And I don't want to diminish what Cole has done. Because just like with pitchers' win-loss records, catchers' win-loss records, what can you really tell about? A 3-1 is in there for a called strike. But it is just funny to note. You know, one of the reasons that you keep track of stats is just to see, does anything pop up? So, for example, Jared Dickey is in right field today. Where Dickey plays right field this season, the Lugnuts are 0-7. So can they break that? They're better when he's in left. I don't know why. Payoff pitch for Rodriguez. Holden throws. Now back. One out, nobody on. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off into the screen again. Strong plate appearance. Not too much wind. A cooling sort of night in Comstock Park, Michigan. Lugs leading 3-1. Payoff. Fly ball, center field. Max Clark into his right. Makes the catch. Two outs. Eight pitches in the plate appearance. But in the end, victory to Connor Holden. Right now, it's 81 degrees, Comstock Park, Michigan, as Zahid Valenzuela steps in. I'm telling you, baseball in September in Michigan, just wonderful. Switch hitter batting left, two outs. The pitch went around too far, strike one. Fastball up in the zone. Top of the order, waiting to bat next. 3-1 Nuts. The deal. Off the outside corner. Valenzuela bunted his way aboard last inning. Switch hitter batting from the left side. He dragged it right to the pitcher's mound. Forced the first baseman gold the field, and there was no play. The pitch. Caught off into the screen. Right now, season ticket packages are getting renewed. Renew your season ticket packages as soon as you can, and if you do so, you'll be entered into a chance to, how about a World Series watch party? 1-2 pitch. Line drive down the left field line, but foul. As a matter of fact, if you do renew your season tickets before October the 4th, you'll be automatically RSVP'd for that World Series watch party if you're available. So sooner rather than later. Love that the gang is holding World Series watch party at the park. Valenzuela chased and came up empty. Down and in, strike three. Perfect frame for Connor Holden. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning from Comstock Park, Michigan. Lugnuts lead 3-1.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Let's move to the bottom of the fourth inning. At a 3-1 game in favor of the visitors from Michigan State Capitol. Lugnuts right-hander Grant Judkins takes on this West Michigan trio. Campos, Pacheco, and Gold. 5-6-7 in the order. The first pitch for Judkins in the second was homered off of. First pitch in the third was doubled off of. First pitch here, grounded to the third by Campos. Man throws across. Batista Jr. receives out number one. All right, that's more like it. A first pitch home run by Isaac Pacheco. And the bottom of the second inning, that's West Michigan's only run, down by two. Here's Pacheco's second at bat. And Lansing pen, Drew Conover, the right-hander, starting to get warm. Righty throws to lefty. Judkins with his left foot off the rubber, facing home and full. Turns, kicks, throws. Fastball for a called strike. Besides that home run by Pacheco, West Michigan has three other hits, two singles, and a max score double. The deal? Down low. One ball, one strike. No walks from Judkins, two strikeouts. Watching Conover warm up right now. My thinking is this is going to be Judkins' final inning of work. Pitch on its way. Bowled straight back, strike two. Can he put away Pacheco? There's action elsewhere in the A's organization. The AA Midland Rockhounds, for example, they're playing right now, taking on Amarillo. Will Simpson, if you've missed it, the former Lansing Lugnut, has been outstanding for Midland. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. That bounces down and in. Ball two. Lugnuts lead 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Simpson coming into play today through his first seven games. 12 for 27, two doubles, one homer. Hitting 444. Outstanding. Here's the pitch from Judkins. Ground ball foul off the railing on the first base side. Now, so far here tonight, Will is 0 for 2. The Rockhounds are trailing Amarillo 2-1. Only run for the Rockhounds, a Denzel Clark homer. Here's the pitch. Ground ball again, foul, pulled off the right side on the big Judkins curve. Clark has turned his season around. Daniel Susek, Brennan Malone. A lot of familiar names there for the Rockhounds. Look to be headed to the postseason. Here's the 2-2. Up and away. So a question is going to be, when the Lugnut season ends, will any further Lugnuts get promoted up to AA to help the Rockhounds in the playoffs? The payoff. Just missed outside. Ball four. Trying to backdoor the sweeper. But it's a one-out walk to Isaac Pacheco. And the first walk given out by Judkins. Will Johnston was the most recent Lugnut promoted up to AA. Pitching coach Don Schulze heads out to the mound right now for a word with Judkins. One on, one out. We'll see if time is growing short for Grant. The Lugnuts are leading 3-1. With Will Johnston up, how many current Midland Rockhounds who played here in Lansing can you name? Well, Will Simpson. Jose Mujica, the catcher, is on the injured list. Brian Guelvas, Henry Bolte, Aribiel Anales. That's four Lugnuts in Anales, Bolte, Guelvas, and Simpson, who are in the starting lineup every single day. And then Chen Zhongao Zhuang, Will Johnson, and James Gonzalez are in the starting rotation. Three members of their starting rotation. And Colton Johnson's in their bullpen. And Johnson's been great. 2.87 ERA, 15 and two-thirds innings. We resume. Luke Gold steps in. 3-1 Nuts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Curveball. So that Rockhounds team, good things are afoot. Midland in the AA Texas League, 36-22 their record here in the second half. Here's the pitch to Luke Gold. Down and away. If I have this right, let's see. In the first half in the Texas League South, It was the Frisco Rough Riders who clinched. Here in the second half, it's Midland. They've got the best record. So I anticipate those two will meet. Gold bounces, foul, left side. One ball and two strikes. It's going to be fun, Midland and Frisco. Frisco Rough Riders, the Texas Rangers affiliate. So what you've got is the AL West battle of prospects. That's something that we're lacking here in the Midwest League. The 1-2, fastball high. Think about the teams in the AL West, right? The A's, rivals are the Astros, the Mariners, the Angels, the Rangers. Throw over to first base, tag applied, a little bit late. I'm not missing anybody, am I? Okay, so the Astros, their high A team isn't in the Midwest League. The Mariners, no. The Rangers, it's not. So you can't really meet up with those guys. Fly ball, right field, down the line, Jared Dickey. He's there, makes the catch, and Pacheco back to first base. Two gone for Judkins. One out away from finishing fourth. Lugnuts leading 3-1. But in the Texas League, the Rangers team is in Frisco. Here comes Craig Conklin. That's going to do it for Grant Judkins. We're going to see if the call to the bullpen right now. And just to wrap this up real quick, the Houston Astros team, Corpus Christi. They're in the Texas League South along with Frisco and Midland. And over in the Texas League North, yeah, there's the Mariners team, Arkansas. There's no Angel squad, though. Sorry. But you start to really get into those. Like you had in the California League for the players in Stockton before they get moved up to the Midwest League. Here you get locked in battles with the Dodgers team and the Tigers team. The Cleveland Guardians. Well, a call to the bullpen. Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps, game 3 of the 6-game series. Grant Judkins right now is at 3 2/3 innings. 4 hits. The one run is the home run hit by Pacheco in the second inning, though he departs with Pacheco at first base. He walks one, he strikes at two. And the new man in is Drew Conover. So, welcome, Drew. That was a four-seamer, a two-seamer, a cutter, also as a slide piece. The word that I heard see, the problem for West Michigan and all their folks here, I sent out a roster with Drew Conover's number 32, but none of them apparently have it. So yeah, let's make sure that everybody here with West Michigan knows that's Drew Conover, the newest Lansing Lugnut who's out there on the hill. Okay, we're good. Got thumbs up from the official scorer. And we did this all before Drew Conover even threw his first pitch. He is your 950th all-time Lugnut. 3-1 Nuts, bottom of the fourth, he deals. Jim Jarvis lines it, slicing up the left field line. Foul ball, strike one. Not solid contact or anything. Oh, if that ball got down, that would have been trouble. Capital T, rhymes with P. Righty to lefty. Two outs, the pitch. Strike called, nothing and two. Conover out of Rutgers, the 11th rounder. He was selected two picks ahead of his right fielder, Jared Dickey. So there are three Rutgers Scarlet Knights out there in the field, and they're right up the middle. Pitcher, shortstop, center field. Conover's 0-2. Swinging a dribbler foul off the right side. The Scarlet Knights wearing the road, Lansing Lugnuts black. No balls, two strikes. Jim Jarvis, the second baseman, waiting. The pitch. It takes a ball, the runner takes off, and on the transfer, Rodriguez dropped it. It's a steal of second for Isaac Pacheco. Try it on 1-2. Chopper right of the mound toward right center, beyond Schofield Sam. Base hit in the right center field. Pacheco's around to score. Jim Jarvis delivers him with an RBI single. And now the book is closed on Grant Judkins. Two runs allowed in 3 2/3. The Whitecaps trail 3-2. And the book on Drew Conover is when he throws strikes, he gets ground balls. And Jim Jarvis found a hole. Seth Stevenson steps in. Righty-righty. First pitch. Inside ball one. The concern for me, having only scouted the stats for Drew Conover coming in, would be, does he throw strikes? Because where he has had struggles, it has been with the zone. Ball one offering from Conover. Diamond away, gets away from Rodriguez. And Jarvis takes second. Now he's in scoring position. That's your game-tying run. Wild pitch. Wild pitches have been a problem, too. That is Conover's 15th wild pitch of the year. Seven wild pitches in 25 2/3 innings for the Arizona Complex League A's. The pitching coach, Don Scholze, heads out to the mound. Seven wild pitches in just 13 2/3 innings for Stockton. And in 13 2/3 innings with Stockton, Conover walked 31 batters, gave up 12 hits. He hit, well, let me get back to wild pitches. He actually threw only four wild pitches. He hit seven batters, and he allowed 27 runs. So wild pitches, I was looking at the wrong column. 18 wild pitches now this year, 13 in the Complex League, four with Stockton. There's his first year with Lansing. But the stuff for Conover is great. He had an appearance earlier this year with AAA Las Vegas. Now looking for the final out for this bottom of the fourth inning. Jarvis at second. It's a 2-0 pitch to Seth Stevenson. And it's low for ball three. Fastball at 91 miles an hour. Max Clark is on deck. Black socks pulled up to the knees for Conover. Let's it fly. Ball four, bouncing into Rodriguez. That was a difficult one-hop pick. Don Scholze went out to the mound. I do not think that it settled him in yet. When he first came out of the bullpen, Conover was hitting the zone and looking great. And it started to snowball on him. Got ahead of Jarvis, strike one, strike two. But then issued the ball. All the while, Pacheco got off the great jump and stole second. Jarvis the single, Stevenson the walk. The pitch to Max Clark. Up and away, ball one. Now we've got all the smells from down below coming into the broadcast booth. Oh, and we've got Rascal checking in. Hello there. 3-2, Lugnuts the lead. The pitch outside. Got to tell you, Clayton, I was a little worried that he would come into the booth. We have a window here with bobbleheads where we get to be just articles on display. Two on, two out, 3-2 nuts. The ball two offering to Clark. Low, ball three. You cold? Quarter zip here if you need it. Oh, the smell. I think it's down below. The pitch. Clark takes a called strike on the outside corner. 3-1. Count over is the 48th different lug nut utilized this year. Looking for his first down. Delivers the 3-1 to the Tigers' number one prospect. Bounced it in. Ball four. Again, a very difficult stop made by C.J. Rodriguez. The bases are loaded with Whitecaps. Here comes Max Anderson, but first Rodriguez out there to talk with Drew Conover. So Conover started off his college time as a member of the Seton Hall Pirates. And as a matter of fact, the Detroit Tigers drafted him in the 20th round 2 years ago out of Seton Hall. It was a top-notch reliever for the Pirates. And if he had signed with the Tigers, he might have been a West Michigan Whitecap pitching in today's game. But he turned down the Detroit Tigers, went back to school, transferred to Rutgers, drafted by the A's. He deals. Anderson swings and misses strike one. Taken last year in the 11th round. Last year made his pro debut in the Complex League. This year, the Complex League with Stockton, with Vegas. Now here with Lansing. Bases loaded, jam, two gone. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss, strike two. Well, well, well. Three to two, Lugnuts lead. One for the Whitecaps in the second, one so far here in the fourth. Can Conover leave them loaded? The 0-2 pitch. Down and in. Did not get him to chase. Anderson is one for two with a single and a pop out. He too was drafted out of college last year. Taken out of Nebraska. Conover sets. Kicks. Deals. Low. Ball two. To number 22. Conover wears number 32. At first, Clark, at second, Stevenson, at third, Jarvis. They all run well. On the 2-2 pitch, lifted foul, left side, out of play, off into the seats. Little Rocky in the background. We'll see who it fires up. Conover is the one who grew up closer to Philadelphia. He readies. Fires. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? He didn't. Full count. Well, action pitch here. 3-2 with two gone. They'll all be moving on first motion to the plate. Clark from first, Stevenson from second, Jarvis from third. Payoff. Off the hands, a little blooper over first, a base hit to right field. Jarvis scores, Stevenson scores, Clark for the plate, the throw in, the tag, not in time. It is a three-run single. Because the runners were in motion, because it was a 3-2 pitch, Max Clark is able to score from first on a little blooper right over Danny Bautista Jr. And the Whitecaps take a four, make that a 5-3 lead. Just a fister by Max Anderson. Fine pitch by Conover. And he just blooped it right over. And out. Now the pitch. Tyron Lorenzo takes a called strike. How often have you ever heard about a three-run single? Not too often. Switch hitter batting left. Conover delivers. Down low. And again, C.J. Rodriguez up for the challenge of a difficult stop. Five to three, Caps in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two gone. The 2-1. Dab it in. Not getting any easier for Conover. Johnny Peck waits on deck. Lorenzo, the eighth batter of this home fourth. Look over at Anderson. And then the pitch. Grounded foul off the right side. Unofficially, that was the 25th pitch from Conover here. A four-run fourth for the Whitecaps. On three walks and two singles. Conover's 2-2. Outside. Full count to Lorenzo. The trouble is, when he's missing, he's not missing close. Lorenzo's a great batting eye and tons of power. Anderson in motion here. Way outside, off of Rodriguez's mitt. He knocked it down to the back of the circle. Anderson up to second on the walk to Lorenzo. And that is the third walk given out by Conover, who has gone single, walk, walk, single, walk. He came out of the bullpen with two outs and a runner at first base. He has faced five batters. He has not retired any of them. And there is action in the Lansing pen. It's Dylan Hall. Well, the ninth batter of the inning is Johnny Peck. First and second, two outs, 5-3 Whitecaps. The pitch, up high, ball one. Peck is 0-2. The cleanup hitter in the order. A right-handed hitting shortstop. The deal, down low. Think about things from the Whitecaps' perspective. They had McGonigal as their starting shortstop, the 19-year-old. Supplemental first rounder called up, and then he broke his hand. And so Johnny Peck was called up to replace him here with West Michigan, and he's been great. 2-0, outside ball three. And at this point, I don't think Dylan Hall can warm up quickly enough. Lorenzo at first, Anderson at second. Conover to the plate. There's a called strike across the inside corner. The contact by West Michigan has not been great against Conover. Jarvis reached on a bouncer through the right side. Anderson reached on the blooper. But it's been the command. There's ball four, skipping in. And Peck takes his base. Base is loaded with Whitecaps. And I think the key question is, how long will it take Dylan Hall to signal that he's ready? Base is loaded for Roberto Campos, who already has a grand slam against the Lugnuts this year. The Whitecaps have scored four. They lead 5-3. First pitch, inside ball one. What, three times this year, the Whitecaps have scored eight runs against the Lugnuts in a half inning, including twice in the first inning. Can Conover get Campos? Campos is 0-2. The pitch, down and away. The more pressing question is, can Drew locate? Has the sign from Rodriguez. The ball two offering. Outside corner, strike called. 91 on the fastball. The Lugs are only down by two. Trying to keep it right here. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Low and away. Whitecaps bullpen, Connor Holden, is trying to stay warm. The 3-1. Outside ball four. Conover has walked in a run. Anderson in from third. And it's now 6-3 Whitecaps. And here comes Craig Conklin. That does it for Drew Conover's Midwest League debut. The Lugnuts offer him encouragement. Man came over with a swat of support. Just a tough one tonight for Drew. Bases seven members of the Whitecaps offense, and he allows two singles and he walks five. Five runs are in. Dylan Hall is coming out there. All he needs to do is get one more out, just one. He'll be taking on Isaac Pacheco, who homered in the second and walked earlier in this inning. Campos at first, Peck at second, and the Runzo at third base. Well, Dylan Hall has had some fantastic moments as of late. Last time that we saw him on the mound, it was the final day in the month of August, and he fired four scoreless innings. He allowed three hits and a walk. He struck out four Fort Wayne Tin Caps in brilliant relief. For all of these pitchers, you never know if it's going to be their last outing of the year. Dylan Hall completing his first year as a member of the A's organization, signed as a minor league free agent. ERA entering play today, a 6.75, through 34 appearances, 54 and two-thirds innings, 29 walks, 51 strikeouts. Just organizing the Lugnuts relievers by games pitched, Hunter Breaux and Yeison Sanchez most heavily used, 36 appearances each. Jack Owen, 35, and then Dylan Hall. And it's Hall here for the last of the fourth. Isaac Pacheco's the batter. Campos at first, Peck at second, Lorenzo at third. 6-3 Whitecaps. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed slugger. Hall lets it fly. Ground ball pulled foul right side. Pacheco once again ready to swing first pitch. Dylan Hall ready. So, went cutter. Also has a circled changeup that he features to left-handed batters like Pacheco. Fastball from Hall, usually in the low 90s. Misses down and in. One ball, one strike. Right back to the cutter. Hall has allowed 13 homers this year, and that does lead the Lugnuts. Five runs scored by the Whitecaps here this frame. Catcher Rodriguez called out to the mound. Well, over the course of this bottom of the fourth inning, Connor Holton has sat in the dugout cold. He's gone down to the bullpen. He's warmed. And Holton has now sat down again. He's the Whitecaps reliever who came in for their starter, Montalvo. Lugnuts knocked him out of the ballgame in the third inning. Judkins, Conover, now Hall, the Lugs used here in the fourth. A 1-1 pitch to Pacheco. Ground ball pushed to third baseman Mann. He gloves, he throws, and he got him at first base. Batista Jr. a little lean up the line. The inning is over. West Michigan plated five. The Whitecaps take a 6-3 lead. They leave three. It could have been worse. Let's go to the fifth inning. Lugnuts now trail 6-3 in West Michigan.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Now the Nuts are down by three. We go to the fifth inning, top of the order, though. Lasco, Butler, Batista Jr. Right-hander Connor Holden opposes Ryan Lasco. Craig Conklin admittedly hits up the left field line to the third base coach's box as Lasco takes ball one high. I've noticed with Conk, he's gotten later and later at taking his spot in the coach's box as this year's gone on. Righty to righty. Lasco takes a cold strike across the inside corner. Everybody is leaving, and I think that tells you something. It's raining. The 1-1 pitch from Holden on its way. Inside corner, called a strike. Well, we are, what, 1 hour and 36 minutes into this game, and the expected rain has arrived. 1-2 pitch. Lasco check swing. It was high. On appeal. No, sir, he did not go. 2-2. Forecasted thunderstorms. No thunder, just the storm. Hold into the plate. Down and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Lasco. The question naturally is, how will this weather affect Connor Holden? Long wait in the bottom of the fourth inning while the Whitecaps are scoring 5. He's come out there. Here's the full count pitch. A ground ball hit to third. Accepted by Pacheco. Throws across in time. At number one. Should the Whitecaps get through this top of the fifth inning, and then the rain really intensifies, this would be a completed game. Everybody is vacating the seating bowl. Right at a lefty, Johnny Butler bats. One out in the fifth, down 6-3. The pitch, up and away. The NFL game, the Ravens and the Chiefs, set for an 8:40 p.m. kickoff. I'm curious about how the weather is affecting them. Holden lets it fly. Butler takes the ball outside, 2-0. Lugs are down by only 3 runs. 5-run fourth inning for West Michigan. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Up high, ball three. That's what the Nuts need right now is base runners. Can Butler reach Batista Jr. looming? Then Luke Mann. 3-0 is coming. Outside corner, strike called by Justin Hopkins. Holden came out of the bullpen to record the final out of the third inning. Here's the pitch. Lifted out to center field. Max Clark right there for the catch. 2 outs. That now means 6 up and 6 down against Holden. I have to tell you, though it is raining, it does not appear to be coming down all that hard. Two outs for Danny Batista Jr. At the pitch. Inside corner, strike called. There's action in the Lugnuts pen. It's Cole Kahn, who is warming up his arm. I think, is that number five or number six? Ah, that's number six, Casey Yamauchi. The pitch, down of the way. Casey is warming up the right arm. Not off the bullpen rubber. They wouldn't pull Dylan Hall this early, would they? The 1-1, down low. I mean, it could just be warming up Yamauchi to bring him in defensively. But whenever you see a guy just warming up that arm, we'll see coming up in the bottom half of this inning. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. You know, they might also say, Josh Kuroda Grauer, top prospect, drafted in the third round. He's our shortstop. Let's not have Josh play in the rain. We'll see. No speculation here. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Holden throws. Batista Jr. fouls it back. Danny is 0 for 2 with a foul out and a swinging strikeout. You know, looking at the clouds above, it is not one gigantic block of black storm cloud. I can see the blue sky above. Holden delivers. Tapper out. And backhanded by Holden. Goes to first. Little sidewind action. At number three. Halfway to the house. Lugnuts go down in order. Trailing 6-3 in West Michigan.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Some substitutions to tell you about here. Cole Kahn is the new first baseman. Case Yamauchi is the new second baseman. It's still Kuroda Grauer at shortstop and Mann over at third. Valenzuela in left, Lasco in center, Dickey in right. So TJ Schofield Sam is replaced by Cole Kahn. And, Danny Batista Jr. is replaced by Cole Kahn. TJ Schofield Sam is replaced by Casey Yamauchi. The rain has stopped. Everyone heading back to their seats. Bottom of the fifth. Dylan Hall throws to Luke Gold. You cool? Okay. 6-3 Whitecaps. Righty to righty. Up high, ball one. The assumption would be that Batista Jr.'s spot in the order is filled by Cole Kahn. And that Casey Yamauchi would then bat seventh for Schofield Sam. Right side of the infield is all new. Goodness gracious. Here's the pitch. Luke Gold takes a called strike. You know, the difficulty is that they end the single A Stockton season and the high A Lansing season on the same day, on Sunday. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul up the left side, and down goes Tony Cappuccelli. Is he okay? He's okay. He tips his cap to the pen. He was jumping back to get out of the way, and his feet slipped on the wet grass, and he face planted. Oh, what a night, what a night. Nothing into the can. Hey, Dylan Hall, you take it from here, all right? Two-strike pitch to Luke Gold. Coming in. Line drive up the middle. It's a base hit to center. Hall went slider. Yeah, sweeper. And Gold has the leadoff single. Now Jim Jarvis. The difficulty, because Stockton and Lansing seasons end the same day, here's what I'm getting at. 6-3 Whitecaps. First pitch to Jarvis. Inside ball one. If the Stockton season had ended a week prior to the Lugnut season end, you could send Stockton ports up to help the Lugnuts fill things out in case there's just too much attrition to the end of the season. There's the pitch. Down low. Blocked by Rodriguez. The AA season stretches 1 week beyond the high A season. The AAA season stretches 1 week beyond the AA season. It all makes sense. But no, they keep single A and high A together. Gold is at first, nobody out. Jarvis bats left. Hall is 2-0. Missed inside. You know, things were all fun and games when the Lugnuts were tripling twice in a 3-run third inning, but a 5-run bottom of the fourth, and then what appeared to be potential injuries have dampened things. Though the first base knocked down by the body of Luke Gold. Cole Kahn gets it right back to pitcher Hall. Danny Bautista Jr. in running out his comebacker to end the top of this fifth inning appeared to be favoring his hammy. And no word about TJ Schofield Sam. Jim Jarvis takes ball four. Single and a walk here around the bottom of the fifth inning. Hall came out of the bullpen to relieve Drew Conover, who made his Lugnuts debut. Faced seven Whitecaps, walked five, gave up a couple of singles. And then Hall recorded the final out of the bottom of the fourth inning. So here's Hall in the bottom of the fifth, and there's two runners on and nobody out. Seth Stevenson batting right. 6-3 Whitecaps. Hall throws. Ground ball down to third. Grabbed by Mann. Fires to second one. Turn to first. Double play. Mann to Yamauchi to Kahn. To third base, Luke Gold. And he hangs tight right there. You know, yesterday the South Bend Cubs turned a triple play. In this case, 5-4-3, the double play. And now Dylan Hall against Max Clark, with Gold 90 feet away from expanding the Whitecaps' 6-3 lead. Clark is 1-for-2 with a strikeout, a double, and a walk. He scored a run. Bats left out of a crouch. The right-hander fires. Ball one low. Shortstop Kuroda Growers up the middle. Oddfield straight up. Here's the pitch to Clark. Foul the way. In the air. Left side. Up into the sweet level. And then ricocheting downward into the seats. I see all the cars off in the distance out beyond the trees. Out beyond the left field wall. Headlights on. Night is set. The pitch. Strike called outside corner at the knees. 1-2. And I think I just saw a car leave the West Michigan Whitecaps parking lot. There goes another. Some folks are going to beat traffic tonight in the bottom of the fifth inning. You know, the rain has stopped. Hall's 1-2 pitch to Clark. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Clark strikes out for a second time. And it's a scoreless fifth inning for Hall. A single, a walk, a runner left at third. We're moving to the sixth inning. And the Lugnuts are trailing in West Michigan by a 6-3 score.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Nuts are down 6-3. It's the sixth inning. And it's 4, 5, and 6 coming up in Mann, Corona Grauer, and Jared Dickey. The right-hander Connor Holden deals to Luke Mann. Down low, ball one. On a day that the Lugnuts bench is nothing. Nate Nankill was shaken up in a collision the other day, earlier in the series. Danny Bautista Jr. and T.J. Schofield-Sam have been pulled. Mann shows bunt, pulls back, takes low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. I tell you, head athletic trainer Noah Huff has done his darndest with his team all year, and they are pushing him right to its limit at the very end of the season. Nuts down by 3. The pitch. Mann whacks it out to center field. Hangs up on a line for Max Clark to put away. One up and one down. 3 in the 3rd for the Nuts, 1 in the 2nd, 5 in the 4th for the Whitecaps. Tomorrow night is game 4 in this series. Tomorrow night, the Lugnuts are expected to throw the righty Mitch Myers in his final start of the year against the Whitecaps right-hander Colin Fields. Here's Josh Carota Grauer, right-hander to right-hander. Fastball high, ball 1. You know, if the Lugnuts manager, Craig Conklin, wanted to, he could put Cole Kahn and Casey Yamauchi. He's got choices. I'll go over that in a moment. Here's the ball one offering. Up and away to Carota Grauer. 2 balls and 0 strikes on a man who's walked twice. Because Casey Yamauchi and Cole Kahn both came in the same time, he could bat 1/3 and 1/7. Carota Grauer takes ball 3 inside. I mean, there's nobody who says that because Schofield Sam is the second baseman, because Casey Yamauchi was put into play second, that Casey has to bat in his spot. You could, if you wanted to, bat Casey 3rd. The pitch. Strike called across the inside corner, 3-1. Cole Kahn, similarly, into play first base for Danny Bautista Jr. You could bat him 3rd or 7th. So I'm curious, when we get to Jared Dickey, who will come out in the on-deck circle? 3-1 pitch. Down and in, ball 4. It's a 3-walk game for Carota Grauer. You know, he'd only walked once in his games with the Lugnuts before today. He'd only struck out once, too. So Carota Grauer down to first base. Jared Dickey steps in and look into the on-deck circle. It's Casey Yamauchi who's going to bat for T.J. Schofield-Sam. Inserted in that number 7 spot. Righty to lefty. Fouled back by Dickey. Strike 1. What a way to end the year. The Lugnuts have dropped the first 2 games of this series. They're trailing tonight 6-3. Carota Grauer, 1st, 1 out. On the pitch. Line drive up the left side, but foul. Your sixth inning slang today is backstop, which is, as my guy to my left, Clayton Bell, would say, an obvious one, common baseball slang. But I chose it because that's not slang that you ever hear Adam nor I use. Who's the backstop? 0-2 pitch from Connor Holden. Down low. I mean, that's something that maybe we should say a little bit more of, huh? Or not. The man who wears the tools of ignorance. But at the very least, I like using sixth inning slang to just introduce something into our vocabulary, to have us think about it. So who's the backstop? Answer in the home half. Holden delivers to Dickey. Low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The odds have broken up a little bit above. Only that rain in the top of the fifth inning. That was all. 6-3 Whitecaps in the sixth. The deal? A bouncer foul off the foot. Rhoda Grauer at first base. One man out, top of the sixth inning. The 128th game in the Lugnuts' 28th season. Lovely night in West Michigan. The pitch. Fly ball lifted out to deep right field. Campos heads back into his right. He runs it down the warning track. I'm back to first, Rhoda Grauer. Dickey hit that ball well, 375 feet according to Hawkeye. My guy Daniel Jacket would write in to say, yeah, I don't buy that for a second. Daniel loves writing in whenever I mention what the perceived distance is from the metrics and how it actually looked in the park. Casey Yamauchi's first pitch seen tonight, taken for a called strike. Welcome to the ballgame offensively, Yamauchi. Began today on the bench. Forced into action to replace TJ Schofield Sam. Pulled out of the game early. Righty-righty. 6-3, Whitecaps lead in the sixth. 2 outs. The pitch. Check swing. Down and away. Yamauchi enters this game hitting .248. 49th game of the year. At one point, his batting average was upwards of .270, .275. Gone cold to end the season. 0 for his last 9. 0-2. Tapper foul, rolling right. I'm curious about how things go for Yamauchi coming up next year. Started off the year in Stockton, hit above .300. There's going to be a fierce competition at shortstop in the organization, though. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the count. The pitch. Fly ball up the right side. Campos heads over in a foul ground. Into a slide. Can't make the catch. Bounces untouched out of play. Simply a foul ball. I bring that up about shortstop because if you look at the lower levels, in this draft alone, the A's took Josh Kuroda Grauer in the third round. Ali Camarillo, the Texas A&M shortstop. They also took a 19th rounder named Gunnar Goldsmith. Meanwhile, here's Casey Yamauchi. The 1-2 is coming in. Down and away. Miles Naylor has played shortstop for the Stockton Ports. So, who goes where to begin 2025? I would not be surprised to see both Kuroda Grauer and Yamauchi back with the Lugnuts next year. Depends how good Kuroda Grauer's spring training is. The pitch, fouled away, right side. Nick Kurtz, the first rounder, jumped over Lansing, right to Double A Midland. Meanwhile, the second rounder, Tommy White, drafted in between Kuroda Grauer and Kurtz, is still with Single A Stockton. Kuroda Grauer at first. The pitch. Down and in. It hit Yamauchi on appeal. He did not go, says the bases umpire, Jeter Abdullah, which I don't know about that. But because he ruled that Yamauchi didn't go, Casey is painfully walking up the first base line. The Lugnuts are out of position players. They need him to stay in. And so he does, Dan. Boy, he got hit square on the spike, it looked like. And Dan Rickaball, the pitching coach, heads out to the mound. That was so close to Casey swinging at that pitch as it struck him. And if he did go around, that would have been a strikeout, and the side would have been retired. As it is, because it's an HBP, Kuroda Grauer is up to second. Yamauchi is on at first, and C.J. Rodriguez is coming up as the game-tying run. So Dan Rickaball is talking to Connor Holden. And the Whitecaps have a right-hander watching the proceedings from the bullpen. It's Matt Merrill who is now warming up for the Whitecaps. And now here's C.J. Rodriguez. The last base hit for the Lugs was Luke Mann's RBI triple, capping off the three-run third inning. Lansing trails 6-3, two on, two out, top of the sixth. Holden throws to Rodriguez. Lifted out to right field. Hangs up. Campos comes in. Makes the catch. Side retired. Just like that, the hope of the rally washed. One walk, one hit by pitch, and we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts still trail 6-3 in West Michigan.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Dylan Hall, keep on keeping on. The right-hander takes to the mound for the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugs trail 6-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. He'll take on Anderson, Lorenzo, and Peck, 2, 3, and 4 in the Whitecaps' order. Second full inning of work for Hall. Recorded the final out of the fourth inning. Fired a scoreless fifth, around a single and a walk. And now he deals to Anderson, right-hander to right-hander. Down and in, off speed, looked like it crossed up C.J. Rodriguez a touch. Ball one. He winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Boy, Anderson loves to go after the high stuff. Like a little chopping short of the sort of stroke. One ball, one strike. The pitch, fouled away right side. And the hand flies off the bat for Anderson with a one-hand finish. One ball and two strikes. Hall nods, winds, throws. Dribble or foul toward the on-deck hitter, Lorenzo. Skies above are now that deep purple toward black. Wind continues to blow left to right. Hall kicks the leg and offers. Fought off the hands, foul. Swing back. Over to the right side. And a fastball at 91. Dylan Hall out of Stafford, Virginia. Feet spread apart. He's bent for the batter, Anderson. Pitch on its way. Fouled off his own foot. One ball and two strikes, it stays. Your sixth inning slang today, backstop. I bet you were all over this one. The backstop is the catcher. The backstop can also represent something else. 1-2. Ground ball, left side. A diving attempt made by Kuroda Grauer off his glove, bounced off his chest, and bounced away. And backed up by the third baseman, Mann. It's a single for Anderson. Three-hit game today for Max Anderson. Might have hurt Kuroda Grauer. Diving over. It was a great initial try, and then when that ball skipped up on him, I was worried that he was kissing it. Right now, the Lugnuts need to keep everybody healthy. If you missed it, two players have departed this game. Nate Nankill is out. Tyler Lorenzo chops on the right side. Casey Amauchi fires Kuroda Grauer one, turn to first. Cole Kahn two, double play. Second double play in as many innings from Dylan Hall. Would it surprise you to find out that Dylan Hall this entire year had induced only one double play before last inning? Now he's up to three. Baseball, I love you. Here's Johnny Peck, righty to righty, inside ball one. So I mentioned the backstop. And yes, the backstop does describe the catcher. And in this case, it's C.J. Rodriguez. But if you go to a youth field, ball one offering, Peck takes a called strike. Right there at the letters. What you'll see is that big metal, right, that is right behind the catcher. And that is also considered the backstop. Rises up high. A chopper up the middle. Kuroda Grauer to his left. Get there. Spins. Throws to first. And one hops right through Cole Kahn. It's an infield single for Johnny Peck, who hangs tight at second. Kahn retrieves the baseball. A two-out runner at first for Roberto Campos. Whitecaps leading 6-3 in the sixth inning. The backstop, well, when the ball gets back through the catcher, it stops it. But in this case, let's say Dylan Hall makes his pitch, Campos swings and misses, it's the catcher's job to stop it, protect the umpire. Runner takes off, pitch called a strike, throw into second base, tagged by Yamauchi, not in time. Steal of second for Johnny Peck in a scoring position. The Whitecaps look to increase this three-run lead. Campos is 0 for 2, two groundouts to third, and one bases loaded walk. Right-hander versus right-hander. Hall offers. Broke it in for a called strike. Nothing in two. Hall has his sign from Rodriguez. Looks back at Peck. The pitch comes in. Down low. Ball one. It appears to be the right-hander, Matt Merrill, who is ready in the Whitecaps' pen and will anticipate will start up the seventh inning relieving Connor Holden. A 1-2 pitch here. On its way to Campos. Low again. Two balls and two strikes. The rain has really cooled things down. It was 80 degrees. It's now 67 degrees. Comstock Park, just north of Grand Rapids. Hall delivers the 2-2. Low, trickled through Rodriguez, and Peck takes third. CJ tried to get right down on that ball, and yet it bounced by him. Five hole. Wild pitch. So there were two outs and nobody on. Field single, Johnny Peck steals second. Wild pitch to third. Two outs. Payoff pitch here to Campos. On its way. Swing and a foul tip. Hall strikes him out, and the inning is over. The second strikeout for Dylan Hall. He has worked 2 1/3 scoreless innings. We're bound for the seventh from LMCU Ballpark, and it's still the Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts 6-3.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
One and two coming up here for the Lugnuts in the seventh. Down 6-3 to the West Michigan Whitecaps. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We begin with Saheed Valenzuela. The switch hitter bats from the left side. Matt Merrill takes over for Connor Holden. The new Whitecaps right-hander kicks, throws. That shot foul up the left side, heading into the West Michigan pen. Strike one. Valenzuela is 1-for-2 with a bunt single and a run scored back in the Lugnuts' 3-run third inning. They've been blanked otherwise. Joseph Montalvo, the starter, went 2 2/3 innings. Then Connor Holden, 3 1/3 scoreless out of the pen. Hitless. Walked one, hit one. The pitch, fastball, up and away. Holden struck at one. Strong middle relief work. Now Matt Merrill. Question about Merrill has always been his command. Fires the 1-1. Chopped towards shortstop. Grabbed by Peck. Fires to first. Out number one. Now Ryan Lasko. 1-for-3 with an RBI triple and a run scored in the 3-run third. Lansing is down by 3-6. Righty versus righty. Merrill to Lasko. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 91 miles an hour and just off the outside corner. Outfield is very deep. The pitch. That's wide. Lasko did not go out there with Merrill. Second baseman Jarvis is pushed to his right up the middle. First baseman Gold off the bag. Left side of the infield is deep. Peck at short, Pacheco third. The pitch butted up in the air and fell back toward the screen. Lasko, seeing those infielders positioned the way that they were, thought, I've got some space here. Push it right of the mound or drop it down toward third. But now with two strikes, everybody backs up all the more. One ball and two strikes. The pitch is lifted out to shallow left center field. Shortstop Peck out. Center fielder Clark in. Calls him off. Max Clark the catch. Two outs. Whitecap 6. Lugnuts 3. Merrill looks for the perfect frame. And Johnny Butler steps up. Butler is 0-for-3 with a ground out, strikeout, a flyout. Now the infield shifts around to the right side. Third baseman Pacheco in. The deal, check swing, off speed down. On appeal, he went, strike one. Center fielder Clark very deep out toward right center. Not much wind to speak of now. Merrill delivers. Low. Best inning, the Lugnuts got something started with two outs, bringing the tying run up to home plate. But Connor Holden coaxed a fly out to right from C.J. Rodriguez. You've got the middle part of the order waiting. Cole Conn on deck, then the cleanup hitting Luke Mann. 1-1 pitch for Butler on its way. Strike called at the letters. Fastball at 93. Strike two. Johnny Butler back in 2021 was the ACC batting champion. The pitch fouled back off the netting on the left side. Nobody on this Lugnut squad this year has played more games than Johnny Butler. This is game number 110. Breaks a tie that he was in with Will Simpson. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Struck him out. Side retired. Merrill works the 1-2-3 inning. And we hit the stretch with the Lugnuts trailing 6-3.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Four scoreless innings for Dylan Hall. His last time out, 2 1/3 scoreless so far here today. And Hall returns for the bottom of the seventh inning. Can he keep the Lugnuts in this game? Down 6-3 to West Michigan. Five runs in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Whitecaps, overturning a Lugnuts two-run lead. Pacheco, Gold, Jarvis coming up against Hall, the righty. Isaac Pacheco has swung on the first pitch in each of his three plate appearances so far. He has homered, he has walked, he has grounded out. Does he swing first pitch here? Righty to lefty. He doesn't, and he takes ball one. Boy, just off the outside corner. Hall lets it fly. A little low, a little away. Two balls and no strikes on Pacheco. Isaac Pacheco, you go back 3 years ago, a top Tigers prospect, kind of hiding on this Whitecaps team. 2-0 pitch, low and away, but the power is still there for the native Texan. Home run leading off the second inning that he crushed out to right field. Hall's 3-0. Strike called. Right in there. Pacheco's making a motion as if he was going to discard his bat. That pitch was, it was healthy. 3-1. Lifted out to left center field. This is not going to travel for him. It's Ryan Lasko over into left center. Makes the catch. And one gone on a fly out to center fielder. Luke Gold steps in. Lugs down 6-3. Like to say hello to Lynn Smith riding in. She says, hope that we have a jacket. Yeah, you bet I brought my quarter zip. I know Michigan. I know that things can take a downward turn at night. The pitch to Luke Gold. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 6-3 Whitecaps. Let's check in with our Lugnuts trivia question of the game. And that trivia question once again was, today in Lugnuts history, when the Lake County Captains hit the lead house. 0-1. Bowled off. Strike two. Go back just a little ways, 14 years ago. It was September the 5th, 2010. Game one of a doubleheader. It was Casey Frawley, the shortstop for the Captains, who homered off the Classic Park Lighthouse. And I said, how much money was won? 0-2 pitch. A ground ball on the left side. Man, a diving stop. Stands up, throws, is out at first base. Two gone. Start on his scorecard for Luke Mann. Man alive. Luke Mann can play some third. There was a rough patch about a month into his Lugnuts tenure, and then he settled in. That defense has been much stronger since. Jim Jarvis batting left. Right-hander Hall to the plate. Low ball one. 6-3, Whitecaps leading. All right, so how much money did Casey Frawley have to split with a fan? Harrison Stackpole wrote incorrectly. So did Leanne Cook and Marsha Bullard. Ball two, low and away to Jarvis. Marsha Bullard writes, according to an article written by you for Ballpark Digest, yes, I did write about this. Casey Frawley won $1,000, $500 apiece. Ground ball hit to the second baseman, Yamauchi. Gloves, those to first, side retired. Another scoreless inning for Dylan Hall. The $1,000 Frawley homer off the lighthouse. Casey got $500, and a fan got $500. This Casey Yamauchi, no money here, but he sends us to the eighth inning. And the Lugnuts are down by 3 runs, 6-3 at West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Touchdown Ravens. Here the Whitecaps miss the extra point, leading the Lugnuts by a football score of 6-3. Maybe you could say 2 field goals to 1. 3-4-5. Here's Cole Conda leadoff. Switch hitter batting left against the righty Matt Merrill. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 92. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Game 3 of a 6-game series. 3 more games to go in the season after tonight. Down by 3. The pitch to Khan. Ground ball, foul, rolling up the right side. In the Lugnuts bullpen, there's action. The lefty, Garrett Irvin, is warming up. So I think Dylan Hall is done. And I say thank you to Dylan. 3 1/3 scoreless innings. Outstanding. 0-2. Outside corner, strike 3 called. Cole Condon watching. Next up, Luke Mann. Well, Khan replaced Danny Bautista Jr. Casey Yamauchi replaced TJ Schofield Sam. Luke Mann is 1-for-3 with an RBI triple. The Lugnuts only have 4 hits in the game. The pitch, down low. I did hear a prediction of 4 hits earlier tonight. Luke Mann is trying to make that person, whoever they are, incorrect. 1 out, nobody on, down by 3. Righty throws. Up and away. Last time up for Luke. A laser cut by the center fielder, Clark. He's been right on the baseball. 2-0. Strike call. Taking all the way. Elsewhere in the A's organization, did you hear about Lawrence Butler's streak? Here's the pitch. Fouled away, left side. Butler yesterday doubled, and that made it 9 consecutive games with an extra base hit. Today, 1-for-4 with a single and a walk. The streak came to an end. 9 straight with an extra base hit for Butler, setting the new franchise record. Remarkable. The pitch, fouled back. Law is hitting 265, but he's been sensational since the halfway point, looking like a superstar. The A's lost today to the Mariners 6-4. Joey Estes, the former Lugnut, allowed 4 runs and 6 hits in 4 innings. Suffers the defeat. Man takes a ball outside. Now the count goes full. Jacob Wilson, 1-for-3, single, walk, run scored. Brent Rooker hit 2 more homers as well for the A's. What's he up to? 35 home runs? Payoff. Ground ball on the right side. Vacuum by Jim Jarvis. Over to first. 2 down. Man did well to work the count full. But in the end, it's another out for West Michigan. And the Lugnuts still have not collected a hit since the 3rd inning. 2 away in the 8th, trailing 6-3. Here's Josh Carota-Grauer, who has had the bat taken out of his hands tonight. 3 plate appearances and 3 walks. Righty, righty. Merrill throws. Fouled away right side. Strike 1. So the A's lost 6-4. The Las Vegas Aviators will get things going in about an hour's time against the Round Rock Express. You know who's starting today for the Aviators? Wander Guante. Here's the pitch. Carota-Grauer swings and misses. Strike 2. The Midland Rockhounds have lost 5-4 to Amarillo. Yeah, the Sod Poodles. 2-8 game, Denzel Clark. Check swing, down and away to Carota-Grauer. Ball 1. Daniel Susak, a 2-run double. Jason Rosario, 2 more hits today. But in the end, all for naught for Midland. They fall in defeat. There's the 1-2. Swinging a foul straight back. Oh, by the way, that's game 1 of a doubleheader. They can go for the doubleheader split. Domingo Robles gets the ball against the Sod Poodles coming up a little bit later on. Henry Bolte, Will Simpson, Denzel Clark all in the starting lineup. Here's the pitch. That's a cue shot rolling down to first base. Luke Gold grabs to his bag. He retires Carota-Grauer and the Lugnuts in the top of the 8th inning. Down in order once more. 7.5 complete. The Lugnuts are still trailing by a 6-3 score to the Whitecaps. Last chance for West Michigan to add insurance on Dueling Pianos Night.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Think about Adam Jackson. Loves Piano Man. Dueling Pianos Night from West Michigan. Touchdown Chiefs, by the way. 6-3 Whitecaps, 9-1-2 coming up. Stevenson Clark Anderson against the new man on the hill, the southpaw out of Arizona, Garrett Irvin. I'm glad that Adam didn't see certain parts of this game. I know how he would have reacted. Lefty throws to righty. Stevenson shows butt, pulls back, takes a called strike. And the rain is back in West Michigan. The pitch from Irvin. Stevenson fouls it away down the right side. Strike two. Three and a third scoreless innings for Dylan Hall, who strikes out two. He walks one. He was excellent. Now Irvin deals the 0-2 pitch. Fastball inside just to back him away. There's no way that my man Clayton can be productive. With baseball in front of him and football in front of him and the rain coming down, it's a distracting sort of night. The pitch, down and in. But guess what? He's making it work. We are fortunate to have had Clayton Bell as our video assistant the last 2 years, working side by side with him. 2-2, up and away. And from 0-2, Stevenson has worked the count full. Stevenson is 0-2 with a walk and a run scored today. Came in the 5-run bottom of the fourth inning, 6-3 Whitecaps. That fourth turned the game. Full count pitch, foul away, in the air down the right side. And onto the grass. There were a couple of fans who were measuring the ball and thought maybe they could get it, and then it bounced right in between them. Should have called for a fair catch. Rain does not appear to be too bad. Step back, leg kick, payoff. Got off, foul into the screen. Yesterday, the Quad Cities River Bandits clinched the Midwest League West Division title. So we know which teams are going to meet up in the Midwest League postseason next week. Irvin throws. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Garrett Irvin dropped the curve on Stevenson. One away. Here's Max Clark, who has struck out twice today. In the West Division, it will be first half champion Wisconsin against second half champion Quad Cities. The Quad Cities team that just won 5 in a row against Wisconsin. Clark swings, foul tips it, strike one. In the East Division, the battle for Ohio. Lake County Captains, champions of the first half, against the Dayton Dragons of the second half. The pitch. Clark takes a called strike two. Oh, yeah. Good fastball. One out, nobody on. Last of the eighth inning, 6-3 West Michigan. Time granted to Clark. Lucky number 13, Max Clark, waiting on this pitch. Lifted down the left side. Over goes the third baseman man. Foul ground. Can't make the catch. And then up against the tarp and nearly flipped over the concrete railing. Careful, Luke Mann. No balls and two strikes. It stays on Clark. Lights on in full. Flag waving in the rain. 6-3 Whitecaps, one out, home eighth inning. Irvin throws. Down and away. Ball one. When we go to the ninth inning, the Lugnuts will bring up Dickey, Yamauchi, and Rodriguez. Marco Jimenez warms up for the Whitecaps in their pen. Here's the pitch. Clark takes a touch tall. Two balls and two strikes. Irvin has the right foot in front of the left foot. Steps back. Leg kick in the pitch. Outside. Oh, goodness. Oh, home plate umpire Hopkins missed that one pretty poorly. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch from Irvin. Fouled away left side. Garrett went right back out for the outside corner. You know, if a home plate umpire only misses one egregiously over the course of the game, I'll forgive that. Rain is intensifying. Irvin delivers. Ground ball up the middle. Irvin goes down. Grabbed by Kuroda Grauer over to first base. That's not in time. He just didn't put enough on it. Max Clark beats out the infield single. As it's raining harder and harder in West Michigan. And Clark has a two-hit game. Kuroda Grauer gave it the flick of the wrist. And that's just not going to do it against Clark. So one on, one out for Max Anderson. Lefty to righty, 6-3 Whitecaps in the home eight. Garrett Irvin's pitch. Buried it, ball one. Clark quickly with a gigantic kangaroo hop back to first base. They really do play something in between every single pitch at LMCU Ballpark. There is very little room for silence here. We've got a pitch clock infraction. Two balls and no strikes now. Infraction called against the pitcher Irvin. I mentioned the Quad Cities clinched yesterday. I'll give you some Midwest League scoreboard here. Irvin's 2-0, first to Anderson. Breaking down, ball three. Quad Cities is trailing at home, bottom of the sixth inning to Beloit, 5-3. I don't know if anyone's ever done the study, but after a team clinches, what its record for success is the very next day, usually there's a lot of partying that happens. The lineup is different the next day. Throw to first, Clark dances back in standing safely. Lake Hattie is trailing in Peoria, 8-3, and they're in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's what I was talking about in terms of Lake County finishing the year in Peoria. Have fun with that. And then the long ride back. 3-0 from Irvin. Anderson swings away and fouls it off. Three balls and a strike. The Great Lakes Loons were perfect gaming the Dayton Dragons until the sixth inning. Dayton now has three hits. The Loons have committed an error. Still, the Loons lead the Dragons 5-0. Rain sweeping down. Here's the 3-1 toss. Breaks in for a called strike two. Curveball from Irvin. The Timber Rattlers of Wisconsin are trailing 3-0 to Cedar Rapids and the bottom of the fifth. And lastly, South Bend leads in Fort Wayne 6-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Clark runs as it's spoiled foul off to the right side. Three balls and two strikes on Anderson. Max Clark back to first base. It is a wet night tonight. I see a yellow umbrella behind the third base side home dugout. And right next to the person who's under that umbrella, she's not sharing it. And so the person that she's with has now put on a green poncho. Two different ways to prepare. Clark does not run. And the payoff curves low. Irvin walks Anderson. First and second, one away. West Michigan brings up Tyrone Lorenzo. The lead for the Whitecaps is 6-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lorenzo, his last time up, grounded into a double play. He'd love to get that right here. Switch hitter bats from the right side. Clark at second, Anderson at first, one out. Irvin throws. Inside, ball one. And Tyrone Lorenzo, currently ranked by MLB Pipeline as the number 6 prospect in the Tigers organization. And a 6'3" tall catcher out of the Dominican. Irvin throws. Curved it low, two balls and no strikes. Wonder how much these rainy conditions are affecting Irvin. Caking around at the front of the mound, the landing spot area. And the pitching coach, Don Scholes, he heads out there too. Garrett is really kicking about. And this might be for a conversation between Don and Garrett. but I wouldn't be surprised if the pitching coach wanted to see for himself what the condition is of that mound, see what Irvin is dealing with. As he talks to Irvin, their backs to the home plate area, and the umpire, Justin Hopkins. Hopkins immediately walks up the mound. Immediately. I mean, usually an umpire waits a little bit longer than that. Schulze turns, talks to Hopkins, hands on hips, back to the first base side dugout. And we continue. Mike Adalas now starts to loosen up in the Lugs pen down the right field line. Well, bottom of the eighth inning. Max Clark is at second. Max Anderson is at first. 6-3 Whitecaps looking to expand that. One out. The pitch to Lorenzo. Swing and a miss. Oh, change of pace after the mound conference. And Lorenzo expanded, which is not something he does very often. Two balls and a strike. Irvin sets, throws, try the off-speed, and this time Lorenzo took it. Back-to-back change-ups down. Lorenzo learned his lesson. Three balls and one strike. Johnny Peck is on deck. And just a sec. Garrett Irvin's 3-1. On its way. High for ball four. The bases are loaded for Peck. Lorenzo to first, Anderson to second, Clark to third. Here is Johnny Peck. A single and a walk today in four plate appearances. Garrett Irvin retired the first batter. Last three have reached. First pitch is high, ball one. Six to three Whitecaps. Neither team has scored since the five-run bottom of the fourth inning for West Michigan. And that rain is flooding down right now. The pitch, curveball low. Two balls and no strikes. Missed off the ocean. In this case, rain off the Great Lake, right next to Lake Michigan. Two-0, swing and a miss. Irvin blew the fastball right past Peck. Garrett Irvin out of Corona, California. Johnny Peck from Moore Park, California. 6-3 Caps. Nast to the eighth. The 2-1. Fastball. Strike two called on the outside corner. Dallas is ready in the pen. Can Irvin get the double play ball? Or at the very least, can he get Peck? Lets it fly. Swing and a miss. He can. He strikes at Johnny Peck with a fastball. Two away in the eighth. And now Irvin against Roberto Campos, the number 27 prospect in the Tigers organization. Irvin right now is at 32 pitches this inning. Pitch number 33. Her ball dotted in. Ball one. This is, I would guess, the last batter that Irvin is going to face, whether he gets him or he doesn't. Can he fire a scoreless eighth inning? A single and two walks have loaded the bases. Caps up by three. The pitch down low. Two balls and two strikes, or two balls and no strikes, I should say. Campos is 0-for-3 with a bases loaded walk. Whitecaps leading 6-3. Irvin trying to keep it right here at a three-run deficit. Campos has an upright stance from the right side. Bat mahogany. The pitch. Bounce right back. I should say that's the color that I think of. Likely a maple bat. Usually maple or white birch or yellow birch for these guys. Lorenzo at first, Anderson at second, Clark at third. Here's the 2-1. Broke it high. Did not get that curveball down. 3 balls and a strike on Campos. The home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins, has a good arm. Showed it off earlier in the game. Fired one out to the mound. This one here, he lobs out to Irvin to give Garrett a good new dry baseball in the rain. 3 balls and a strike. 2 outs. Bases juiced. The pitch to Campos. Ball 4. Down and in. And for a second time today, Roberto Campos draws a bases loaded walk. It's 7-3 Whitecaps. Betting score on this, the first night of the NFL season. Craig Coughlin is coming out to take the baseball away from Garrett. Well, Brent Judkins, the starter, walked 1 batter in 3 2/3 innings. Drew Conover walked 5 batters in a 7-batter span. Dylan Hall walked 1 in 3 1/3 innings. And now Garrett Irvin has walked 3 batters in a 4-batter span. 10 walks given out today by Lugnuts pitchers. Micah Dallas has come in. If you're wondering, like I am, is that the most number of walks given out by a Lugnuts pitching staff in a game this year? The answer is, it ties a mark set 2 prior times this year. It is the 3rd time this season that the Lugnuts have walked 10 batters in a game. Micah Dallas is in to try to find the final out of this bottom of the 8th inning. Dallas' stats is getting promoted up from single-A Stockton. Let's see, 8 appearances, a 3.09 ERA, and 11 2/3 innings, 4 walks, 9 strikeouts, and he has limited Midwest League batters to a .250 batting average. Dallas was drafted in the 8th round 2 years ago out of Texas A&M. The line right now for Garrett Irvin is 2/3 of an inning, 1 hit, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, 1 run charged to him. And now hoping that Dallas can strand these runners. It's Isaac Pacheco batting left. Homered earlier in the game on the first pitch he saw. First pitch here. He takes a ball outside. I heard that Let's Go Lugnuts chant from down below. Here's the pitch. Fly ball hooked to deep right field. Into the corner. It's foul. Looking down to the crowd, I can see a Lugnuts shirt just down below. The Lugnuts Hawaiian shirt. One ball, one strike on Isaac Pacheco. No relation to Isaiah Pacheco of the Kansas City Chiefs. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded. 1 run in, 2 outs. Bottom of the 8th. Whitecap 7, Lugnuts 3. Time granted to Pacheco. And the Whitecaps are going to warm up Marco Jimenez all over again. The Whitecaps fans are trying to drown out the Lugnuts fans down below. Here's the pitch. Pacheco spoils it. Foul off the left side. One ball and two strikes in the rain. And one lone fan in a red shirt dashes over, picks up the ball in the lawn area. Souvenir. Micah Dallas looks for the final strike of this eighth inning. In the rain. Steps off the rubber first and a gesture to the runner at second base, Liranzo. It wasn't ready to pitch yet. Anderson at third, Liranzo at second, Campos at first. Now the 1-2 from Dallas. High fly out to left. Saheed Valenzuela backs up. Now comes in, makes the one-handed catch. The inning is over. The Whitecaps, after all of that, score one run on one hit and three walks, and they leave three runners on again. And now it's time for the ninth inning. The Whitecaps now lead the Lugnuts 7-3. They're three outs away from a third straight win in the series.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
They have pulled the Whitecaps off the field before the top of the ninth inning, and we are in a rain delay at 9:27 p.m. The Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts by a 7-3 score. So tarp crew is pushing as quickly as they can from the left side out into shallow left field. 9:27 p.m. Eastern time, eight innings complete, Whitecaps 7, Lugnuts 3. They're covering up the home bullpen. Dark gray tarp rolled all the way out in the left center, not towards center field. And now it's off the black spool. They're covering up the home plate circle. They have covered up the pitcher's mound. Craig Conklin, the Lugnuts manager, is laying into the umpiring crew on the right side, laying into them. And now with one final remark, Conk heads off to the first base side dugout. Fired something their way. Conk is now standing at the first base side dugout, barking at them. And here comes Jabril Jeter Abdullah. And Jeter Abdullah has just ejected Conklin from this game. And Conk is right on top of Jeter Abdullah. Meanwhile, they are unfolding the tarp off the left side. We'll see how tonight ends. But Craig Conklin is heading back to the clubhouse. This all about the umpiring crew's decision to get through the entirety of the bottom of the eighth inning and then ask for the tarp. Conklin blew a fuse at the bases umpire Jeter Abdullah. Now they're telling the umpires, get out of the way because here comes the tarp. Third time this year that Craig Conklin has been ejected. So we're in a rain delay right now from West Michigan. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. The rain had been pouring down throughout that eighth inning. Harder and harder and harder as more and more fans vacated the seating bowl. Affecting the proceedings. The left-hander Garrett Irvin walking Max Anderson, walking Tyron Lorenzo. He came back. He did strike out Johnny Peck, but then he walked Roberto Campos to force in a run in the rain. So the Lugnuts brought in Micah Dallas, and still the game continued. Dallas did induce a fly out to left field from Isaac Pacheco to end the eighth inning before the ninth. The umpires called for the tarp. And now the umpiring crew is conferring with the head groundskeeper here. Craig Conklin is still not left, by the way. The Lugnuts manager is out of the first baseside dugout, shouting out across the field where the umpires are looking at the radar with the head groundskeeper and the general manager of the Whitecaps, Jim Jarecki. Well, three more games to go in this 2024 season. And they are not a happy crew on the visitor's side. How did all of this happen tonight? Well, now I've got time to go back through it. The Lugnuts went scoreless in the top of the first. The Whitecaps went scoreless in the bottom of the first. Now I'll cut to the chase for you. The Whitecaps scored the game's first run on an Isaac Pacheco homer in the bottom of the second inning off Grant Judkins. But in the top of the third, C.J. Rodriguez led off with a double. Saheed Valenzuela dropped down a beautiful bunt single. And then Ryan Lasko tripled in Valenzuela after a wild pitch scored Rodriguez. Three batters later, Luke Mann tripled in Lasko. And the Lugnuts led 3-1. Grant Judkins at that point fired a goose egg in the bottom of the third inning, a route of Max Clark double. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, Judkins trying to get through four. While Campos grounded out, he walked Isaac Pacheco. Gold flied out, and that was where the Lugnuts went to the bullpen and called upon Drew Conover in his Lugnuts debut. But Conover ran into a mess. Jim Jarvis delivered an RBI single to score Pacheco, and the Whitecaps trailed 3-2. Then Conover walked Seth Stevenson. He walked Max Clark. That loaded the bases for Max Anderson. And on a full count pitch, Anderson blooped a base hit over first in a shallow right field. That cleared the bases. The rare three-run single, and the Whitecaps led 5-3. After that, for Conover, things didn't get any better. He walked Tyron Lorenzo, he walked Johnny Peck, and he walked Roberto Campos, and that forced in a run and made it 6-3 West Michigan. That was all for Conover. Dylan Hall came in, and he was marvelous. Hall ended the fourth inning via a ground out from Isaac Pacheco, and then he fired a scoreless fifth with the help of a double play ball. A scoreless sixth with the help of a double play ball, and a perfect seventh inning. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts offense was not managing a thing. Joseph Montalvo, the West Michigan starter, had been knocked out of the ballgame after 2 2/3 innings. But Connor Holden went 3 1/3, hitless and scoreless. And then Matt Merrill came out of the pen, and he fired a perfect eighth inning. By the way, I've got news for you. The rain has stopped. And I think that we might have a tarp pull right now. Oh man. Not Luke Mann. He of the RBI triple tonight. The Whitecaps' most recent run came by virtue of a bases loaded walk given out by Garrett Irvin to Roberto Campos in the bottom of the eighth inning in the thick of the worst of the rain. And the rain is done. And it's 9:33 p.m., and they're pulling the tarp. We've had a six-minute delay. And here they go. Jabril Jeter Abdullah and Justin Hopkins are still with the Whitecaps head groundskeeper. Jim Jarecki is overseeing the tarp pull. Craig Conklin was ejected during the tarp pull. Lugnut's manager given the heave-ho, and so he is back in the clubhouse on the concourse level on the first base side. It's that kind of night. Now the tarp is halfway pulled from the infield. And they're folding it up little by little. They're going to get that black spool ready. Now they're dragging the tarp entirely off the infield in a shallow left field. A lot of rain fell on this field. And what I'd like to remind you is, this is a field that is going to be replaced here in West Michigan as soon as this season comes to an end. It's the same thing as for the Lansing Lugnuts and the Quad Cities River Bandits and the Great Lakes Loons and probably others. I think Lake County. There's a lot of teams in the Midwest League that are all replacing their field. Well, out of the Lugnuts dugout on the first base side, the batters who are due up for the top of the ninth inning. That's Jared Dickey, that's Casey Yamauchi, and that's C.J. Rodriguez. And Yamauchi is bareheaded. He's windmilling that bat around. He's taking short chopping strokes with the red batting gloves. Tomorrow night, once again, game four in the six-game series. The Lugnuts send Mitch Myers against the Whitecaps right-hander Colin Fields. And then Cade Morris will go to the mound on Saturday night at 7:05. Against the Whitecaps left-hander Joe Miller. And then the final game of the season for both of these teams. This is, I believe, the 30th season of Whitecaps baseball. Season 28 for the Lugnuts. Carlos Marcano scheduled to start for West Michigan against the Lugnuts right-hander Luis Morales. Hey, thanks for keeping me company. Things have gotten surreal. Been a surreal kind of game. And it can be tough to listen to one person telling you all about this throughout. We began the game at 6:35, so we are now 3 hours and 1 minute into all of this. All of the walks, all of the rain, all of the pitches that were thrown. And why not an ejection? Craig Conklin, the Lugnuts manager, out there to give the umpires a piece of his mind after they did not call for the tarp throughout a heavily rainy eighth inning. And then they called for the tarp before the start of the ninth as the rain stopped. But wouldn't it just figure? The year before I was with the Lugnuts, I was in the Frontier League with the Windy City Thunderbolts playing in Rockford, Illinois against the Riverhawks. And I remember there was a game where the Rockford Riverhawks general manager was so concerned about the rain that he put his entire staff out at the tarp and he said, the second that we get the signal to pull this tarp, I want you to pull this tarp. And so you know what happened? The umpire in the ninth inning with my squad in the midst of a great rally, the umpire threw his hands in the air. And so the general manager saw that and he signaled to the tarp crew, that's the signal, pull the tarp. And they started, pushing the tarp right across the field in left field. But the umpire was only putting his hands in the air because he was signaling for time to be called. The batter had asked for time. Then the umpire put the game back into play, pointed out to the mound. The pitcher wound and threw. And the left fielder nearly got run over by the tarp crew. They had to get the left fielder out of there. Now you've got a tarp unrolled in left field that they're ready to pull that the umpires have not called for. And the umpires looked at the tarp and they thought, it is raining. That's a good idea. And they asked for the tarp to be pulled. And my manager lost his mind. And while they had a screaming match on the field, Rockford pulled the tarp. And just like tonight, the rain stopped. The rain stopped completely. And the umpires turned around. They looked at the conditions. And they ordered the tarp back, pulled off the field. And we continued with the ninth inning. Now, is this that? Not quite. But when the tarp is pulled at 9:27, you don't anticipate, right now we're looking at a 12-minute rain delay. The right-hander Marco Jimenez has checked in out of the West Michigan pen. He completes his warm-up pitches. throw it down to second base. Here comes Jared Dickey in a 7-3 game. The Lugnuts down by four and down to their final three outs. Let's play some baseball. Jimenez is a good one. One of the more trusted arms out of the Whitecaps' pen. He kicks and throws. Dickey takes ball one outside. And we are officially back and underway. 12-minute delay. 9:27 to 9:39. Righty to lefty. Dickey batting sixth. 0-3. Here's the pitch. Up and in. Who's left here in the ballpark? Would somebody give me a Deo? Harry Belafonte. Pitch on its way. Hit high in the air to center. Max Clark fades back. He stops. He waits. And a one-hand catch. One out. Went to a Harry Belafonte concert once, and before singing Deo, before singing the Banana Boat song, he said, and next up, here's my Yankee Stadium song. Here's my Yankee song. Casey Amauchi now, righty to righty. Chopper to shortstop, two bounces to Johnny Peck. Those to first, two outs. The Nuts are down to their final out. One out away as well from a six-game losing streak. Marco Jimenez to C.J. Rodriguez. Outside ball one. Look at Marco dropping a first pitch slider on Rodriguez. 7-3, Whitecaps leading. C.J. is 1-3 with a double. He swings and lasers a base in the center field. Got a fastball at 96, and he met it square. Clark gets in the throw. Two out single for C.J., two-hit game. Five hits today for the Lugnuts. First hit since the four-hit, three-run third inning. Down 7-3. Here's Zahid Valenzuela. Let's see if Jimenez goes first pitch slider again. Offers and breaks it in for a called strike. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a twofer. Right back to that slider before he gives that mid-90s fastball. Fouled away, left side. Changeup. Sure, you knew it was going to be off speed. I think we got a fastball here at the shoulders. Valenzuela's 1-3 with a bunt single and a run scored. 0-2 from Jimenez. Fouled back. High fastball at 97. And now he can feel free going right back to the off-speed. Rodriguez at first. They play behind him. Lancing down by four. And Valenzuela turned the lineup over. Fouls off another fastball. Hanging tough. The veteran Zahid. We are 11 days away from Zahid's 27th birthday. It was the 27-year-old Grant Judkins who started today's game. Dylan Hall actually turns 27 in 2 days. He pitched wonderfully out of the pen. 0-2. Sliced foul off the left side. A little sword play from Valenzuela. A parry. At first base, Rodriguez. He just singled with two outs. 0-2 pitch. High fastball. Valenzuela said, no, sir. Ryan Lasko's on deck. And then Johnny Butler. And if they can bring Johnny Butler to the plate, he would be the game-tying run. But it starts here with Valenzuela. 1-2 from Jimenez. Little looper, shallow center. Clark comes in, makes the catch. And this ball game is over at 9:44 p.m., 3 hours and 9 minutes after we started. The Whitecaps drop the Lugnuts by the final score of 7-3. The Lugnuts fall to 26-37 here in the second half, 58-70 overall. It's the Nuts' sixth consecutive defeat. The Whitecaps improved to 35-27 and 66-62 for the year as a whole. The winning pitcher for the Whitecaps, you've got to look at their pen and Connor Holden went 3 1/3 hitless, scoreless innings of relief. The losing pitcher for the Lugnuts is the starting pitcher. It's the reliever Drew Conover in his Lugnuts debut. 5 walks, 2 hits. Faced 7 batters, they all reached, allowed 4 runs in the 5-run bottom of the 4th inning. Well, 3 more games remain in this 28th Lugnut season. Riding Mitch Myers for the Nuts tomorrow night against Colin Fields of West Michigan. 6:35 p.m., the first pitch. I'll be on the air before that with the pregame show. The time of this game officially tonight was 2 hours and 52 minutes. And there was what they called a 17-minute delay. Played in front of a crowd of 5,219. Rainy night on the western side of the mid. Thank you so much for keeping me company. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Once more, the final score. The Whitecaps 7, the Lugnuts 3. A football score on the first night of the NFL season. Good night from Comstock Park, and as always, go Nuts!